News for Gamers, Internet's Now radio program proudly presents...
BN4G Podcast!
Every week you're tuning in, listening to us ramble on about the latest in gaming news. And without further ado, let us introduce you to Zero Tolerance, Gambit's Con. Give Pepper Wombat to a special guest or two if we are nice enough to let them on our podcast, the N4G Podcast.
We should have a cluck off.
That's terrible.
Hey man, shut the cluck up.
Alright, we are back after a long time off for the News for Gamers podcast radio for May 19th, 2008. And once again, we are all back, the original four. And with us, we have Gambus Khan, Jason Gambro.
Hey, how's it going, people out there?
People out there in internet radio land.
Radio land. Also, as you heard, Ryan, the Wombat Wombold, is here.
What's up, folk?
And also, with the Transformer headset, Justin the Killer Wolverine Testa.
If you have an ass, I'll kick it.
Taco Bell. All right, so he just watched Kung Pao for the first time.
He's about 4 years late on that joke.
Yeah.
It's all right, we still make those jokes.
Birdie.
Tiger.
It was an entertaining movie.
I was watching like 3 o'clock this morning.
It's pretty fun. It's hilarious fun. Movie. Yeah.
I'm glad there's a sequel coming out.
Yes.
It's
especially good at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I finally watched your Shoot 'em Up, and I have to say that I was so tired towards the end of it that I was falling asleep at the ending.
Really?
Yeah. But it was a decent movie. Glad I didn't buy it.
I need to borrow that from you.
Yeah, go ahead. Whenever he's done, go ahead and borrow it. Yeah. It's a fun one to watch. So.
There you go. All right, so now we're going to get back into games.
Yeah. So anyways, welcome to the News for the Four Guys in This Room podcast radio.
There you go. It's been a while, so I'm sure there's a lot of games to talk about, and there's been a lot of new games to talk about, playing some demos.
Yeah, some demos.
And some catching up on some old stuff. So, Mr. Khan, why don't we start with you? What's been fondling your console?
I've had an epic fondling.
Oh.
Wow. Yes.
Internet YouTube worthy?
Perhaps not that good, but...
Michael Jackson court testimony worthy?
Pretty close.
Man.
Okay, where should I start? I don't even know where to start.
At the beginning.
Okay.
The beginning.
Or you can work backwards.
Whichever you choose.
Yeah.
Don't confuse
me. Sorry.
Okay, I'm going to start with PS2.
PS2.
Wow.
PS2, yeah. I played a little bit of Metal Gear Solid 2.
Metal Gear.
I've discovered that I completely and totally suck at Metal Gear Solid 2 or any stealth game because it's like... You know, it's the thing about modern gaming. It's like, once you go stealth, it's like...
You never go back?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was going
to be... But then if you go to freaking Halo, and then you go to stealth, man, you get your butt handed to you, man.
That's because you're in, run out and shoot mode.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I'm like, holy crap, I don't have the patience to wait out... in a stealth mode, like, oh, this guy's walking over here. He's walking, and I'm hiding underneath the, and he walks by, and it's like, I'm like freaking shaking, man.
Tenchu gave me that patience.
It's stressful, man. But yeah, I played a little bit of that.
Tenchu and Metal Gear Solid. Welcome to News for 2001, gamers.
Get the podcast radio. And, another two games I played on PS2, King of Fighters 11, which is really good. I'm kind of in a SNK mood lately.
$20.
Yeah, and I also played some Neo Geo Battle Coliseum.
Nice.
Which is freaking awesome. It is really good. It's got great graphics. It's really fun. It kind of...
Isn't it a fighting game based like off all of their characters?
Yeah,
so there's like three characters in the game.
No.
It's like Terry Bogard,
the Metal Slug guy.
Yeah, Metal Slug.
No, it's got about like 25 people in it. It's got a couple characters from Samurai
from Samurai Showdown.
Yeah,
Samurai
the Showdown. Guy with long hair.
It's got
Terry Bogard's from. He's not Neo Geo.
I think it's got.
It was King of Fighters on Neo Geo.
King of Fighters. Yeah,
it's got at least it's got a couple characters from like Metal Slug series. It's got. It's freaking awesome, man.
It really does have the Metal Slug guys in it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Yeah, I reviewed it.
I didn't know that.
I mean, it's not bad. I'm just making a joke, but...
It kind of had a... kind of reminded me of Marvel vs. Capcom, the original one, not the second one. It kind of had that vibe to it, even though I don't think it was...
That vibology?
Yeah, that vibology. Yeah. Ooh, ooh. But, yeah.
I'm going to take you for a ride.
But anyway, that.
Way to go.
I mean, if you're looking for a fighting game, and you're in the mood for SNK, and you're in the mood for something that looks really, really nice.
It sounds like there's a lot of stipulations to this.
Wait a minute, here's a question. Are any of the guys from World Heroes in it?
Yeah.
I used to love World Heroes.
Yeah.
Right, Not very many.
I missed out on a
it's
lot
of
it.
It's got characters from World Heroes, Art of Fighting, Fatal Fury,
of course,
King of Fighters.
I missed out on a lot of the Neo Geo stuff. I played World Heroes and
Samurai Showdown.
Samurai Showdown. Well, no, I played the original Samurai Showdowns, like in the arcade, but I missed out on a lot of those, so maybe I'll pick that up and see if I can.
It's pretty good.
Play through some of the characters.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. I must say though. The game will kick your butt. If you're not used to fighting games or, you know, if you're a little bit rusty, it will destroy you. I have it on the lowest difficulty level.
And you're getting beat to snot.
Yes, and I have not made it to the final boss, which I've heard from not just one person, but from one person in a magazine that I just so happily was reading a magazine that talked about it.
It was a Future publication,
and,
right?
Yes, it was.
Sorry,
Future.
I had to make the
joke. And a website talked about it. Supposedly, it's got one of like there was like a contest of like what's your five worst like boss characters ever in a video game. Yeah, main bad guy of Neo Geo Coliseum makes the cut. He's one of the like pretty much the five most difficult bosses. In game in history. So in other words, for a game that's already super tough, I don't know if I want to meet this final boss.
Yeah.
I mean he'll probably just walk up to me and freaking lift his hand and he'll have like my freaking nuts in his hand. And he'll be like, "You will see these?" And he freaking closes his hand. And you're like, oh, my God, it's over.
It's only rated T. It won't have that in it.
Well, it's pixelated, so you wouldn't
rated
be able to
T
tell.
For nut grabbing.
Yeah.
Rated T for teabag grabbing.
So what else is on your list?
On the Nintendo Wii, I got Mario Kart.
Yes.
Yeah, the new Mario Kart.
You finally
Kart
got
Wii.
It, huh?
Yes, and I love it.
We're going to have to exchange our 12-digit Wii code and 8. Or 12-digit...
I added you
I don't
to mine.
16-digit Wii code and 12-digit friend code for Mario Kart.
Yes, yeah. That's a lot of digits.
Yeah,
that's a lot of nuts.
Dude, that's a lot of
that
work.
That joke's 3 years old, too.
That's a lot of work, man.
A lot of work.
Didn't take that long.
So you're finally...
I added you on mine, so on both of them, the Wii and the right. Mario Kart.
Sweet, yeah.
Send me a... Welcome once again to News for the Four Guys in This Room radio, but send me a message with your Wii stuff.
Okay.
No pictures, please.
Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, Mario Kart, if you got a Wii and you like Mario Kart, you have to get it. I've heard people say, oh, it's not that good. It's not as good as Double Dash.
No.
You know.
It's better than Double Dash.
Ooh, wow. Heads explode. By the way, for anybody that want to know how to unlock Diddy Kong, you got to beat all the Grand Prix 50cc.
Oh,
I beat it the other day, and it gave me Diddy Kong. So
gotcha.
Diddy Kong's awesome. I need to do that. But, yeah, I played that. And on Xbox 360, I picked up a little game for $10 at the local store called WarTech.
Cinco Norande.
Yeah, Cinco Norande. And I must say, It's a pretty decent game for $10.
Yeah, I paid 60.
Yeah, if I paid 60,
I'm still mad.
Yeah, I would. I'd probably march over to Ubisoft and demand a rebate. But anyway, yeah. I must say though, I gotta say, most convoluted, simplistic Japanese bullcrap story ever. If anybody buys this game,
I don't know. You're playing Metal Gear Solid 2 right now, aren't you?
No, I said I said simplistic.
Oh, gotcha.
But it,
get your shit straight.
The whole story is like a paragraph long, and it like makes no freaking sense. And it's so
it's pretty much like the story for 90% of the games on the NES.
Pretty much, it's
in
like
a world.
It's like Forta is happy. But she's not happy anymore because people went to outer space and now we have a freaking galactic community and now we're at war with people. And it's like, okay. You know, when I was thinking about this game, when I was thinking about the story,
when
I was thinking there needs to be a contest or some kind of a thing where someone comes up with the most absurd, but at the same time, simplistic, but at the same time, overly complicated story ever.
Well, why don't we do a forum post?
Yeah, that would be nice. I'd like to see some posts. I might write a couple
keep
myself.
Keep it to like five sentences.
Keep it to five sentences and make it as much confusing and crazy as
the craziest video game story you can come up with, limited to five sentences.
Nice. We like
that's
yeah.
a good idea. Gambus,
you're genius.
You're a paragon of virtue.
So what else is on your platter?
Played a couple demos. I played the demo for Grid, which is
I like how you have
sweet.
To look at my chest when you say that.
Yeah.
You better explain that you have a Grid t-shirt
yeah,
on.
I have a Grid t-shirt.
Otherwise, people are going to be like, what?
Yeah, I had to look over his t-shirt because, you know.
For reference, in case you forgot how to spell it?
Yeah, for reference, because I was about ready to say the word grits, so... So I had
That's
to look
a
over.
The southern version.
Yeah. I played grits. Right it's good.
But anyway. I know, somebody called us a bunch of hicks the other day, so we should probably not
cool.
be talking about grits.
Yeehaw! What's up? But anyway, yeah, I played that. I also played the demo for Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit.
Yeah, I played that too.
And I kind of liked it.
That's okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's not your typical fighting game.
I almost downloaded that.
I liked it.
I downloaded it. It took me 4 days to finally gussed up enough to play it.
You know what's funny is I almost downloaded that, and I actually did download Kung Fu Panda.
Did you really?
Yeah. I didn't play it, but I downloaded it.
Your hard drive is gay.
That was one of the... I just started queuing up everything that was on there without even thinking about what was there. I just went down through the demos and downloaded everything. And then when I realized that one of them was Kung Fu Panda, I was like, well, you know, maybe I'll play it. Maybe it won't be too bad.
Hey, you know it might not be bad.
It might not be.
Activision made B-movie, and that was good.
So I got
it
on
there. Who knows? Maybe Kung Fu Panda will be pretty sweet.
It might be.
Yeah.
Check it out.
But back to DBZ Burst Limit.
Yeah, it's really good. It's, well, not really good. I'll say this. It's good enough to probably buy once it drops half price. Once it does that, I'll probably end up getting it. And, I mean, I thought it was pretty decent.
Oh, and darn it!
Interesting info. A little bit of trivia, if you will.
Info-G?
Yeah, the game Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit is made by the development company called Dimps. I know. Funny name.
You put your hand up on my hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Dimps? Yeah.
No, Dimps.
It's a Japanese.
Oh, it's Dimps?
D-I-M-P-S.
Oh, see, I thought he said Dimps, too.
No, Dimps.
No.
I heard through the grapevine, a very reliable grapevine, that Dimps is also the developers of Dragon Ball Z Budokai series. So they've had a history of Dragon Ball Z. You know, I know you guys are all excited, but...
Dragon Ball Z Booty Call.
Yeah, Booty Call. But here's the big butt right here.
Speaking of Booty Call.
I see big butts.
Yeah,
I cannot lie.
This is going to change the whole mood of the conversation.
Oh, good.
They're the developer of Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, I knew that.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Street Fighter 4 is actually not made by in-house Capcom.
I figured that would be the case.
It's outside contracted to Dimps. So basically, it's like when they're making Street Fighter 4, it's like they're fresh right out of making a new DBZ game. So,
and that's fine because at least Street Fighter is an interesting universe.
Oh man, you don't have to go there, man. we'll reserve this discussion later.
I have to blow up the internets at least once a week.
And let me think. What else did I play? I also played the demo. Oh yeah, the demo for Haze. Haze.
Did everybody in here play the Haze demo?
Hey, hey, Haze.
Hello, Haze.
Well, nobody answered.
I was waiting for somebody to make a purple Haze joke. But somebody, anybody, everybody played Haze?
Yeah.
Everybody?
Everybody, yeah. I thought it was...
It's this year's Heavenly Sword.
No, it's not. It's this year's Time Shift.
No. The reason why I call it this year's Heavenly Sword is because it's the game that is being hyped up for the system that I think is going to disappoint.
You basically take Time Shift. Yeah, that's a valid point.
I honestly, it's very comparable to Time Shift. Its gimmick is very limited, and it's not very interesting, at least in the demo. I mean, the final game I'll give another shot, but like in Time Shift, the fast forward and rewind time, it played itself out. It wasn't very well implemented.
Yeah, it's like if you took Time Shift, took away time travel, and added in freaking drugs.
Well, basically, the only use I found for the nectar so far was to see the enemies.
Yeah.
So I could shoot them and then to run faster.
Yeah,
I found the
faster.
Game to be extremely dark.
It like, is. I had to turn the brightness up online.
Yeah, same here. I had to turn it almost all the way up to full. But yeah, the voice acting.
How about just acting in general?
I
could have been a boxer.
Dude. If I had to say, if I had to mention a game that had worse voice acting than Haze,
you are the master of unlocking.
I would have to go all the way back to the freaking like Sega CD.
Oh wow!
Let's make a Jill sandwich
or the Philips CDI system. I'm sure you guys have heard of that one.
Space Pirates from the Unknown.
No, I'm a space pirate. I'm a bad guy. Raw.
I was expecting you to just go a couple worlds over, maybe two. To get some bad voice acting.
Dude,
forsooth.
Dude, the voice acting is so horrible in Haze that I swear to you, if I would put in Halo 3 and started playing it, after playing Haze, I would swear Master Chief would turn into freaking Shakespeare. And he would come out of the screen and grab me by my balls.
There's a lot of ball grabbing going on with you today.
Well, at least, you know, Master Chief could hold the skull like Shakespeare.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That was a bad joke that should not have been told. What else are you playing?
Thing is, that was a visual joke.
It was.
It would have worked a lot better if it was like an actual picture.
If this was a video podcast.
Yeah, if this was a video podcast and you were Master Chief and you had a freaking skull, it would have been freaking awesome.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not, and it was a bad joke.
But I think that concludes.
Does that conclude?
Oh, actually, no. Finally got to play some Grand Theft Auto 4 multiplayer with my good friend Zero Tolerance.
Yes, we did. We played some GTA multiplayer.
And it was fun, wasn't it?
It's very fun. The free mode online is very fun.
Dude, that was epic. It was epic, man. The city, Liberty City will never stop talking about us.
Wow.
Everybody in the city was running in fear of ZT and Gambus Khan. It was awesome.
Something epic always happens every time we play GTA online. Some crazy shit we figure out how to do.
But, other than that, that concludes my fondling.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. So I guess we'll move on to the Wombat.
What up?
What did I play this week? I played quite a bit of GTA, actually, single player.
Kung Fu Panda?
I did not play Kung Fu Panda, contrary to my download queue. I played a lot of GTA single player. I didn't play any more of the multiplayer this week because I wasn't on late enough, apparently, for all of you jokers to be on. I played a lot more than single player. I'm really still just in love with it. I played the demo for Bourne, which, you know, I only had enough time to play the, like, run through the embassy quick time kind of section, and I thought it was pretty cool.
I like it. I do.
I don't know how well it's going to translate into a full game. Like, it was kind of fun for, you know, 5 minutes to run through the embassy and do all those things, but I don't know how well it's going to translate into, you know, a full-length game.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the shooting mechanic is kind of archaic.
Yeah.
It's good enough to get by, but it's not great. And the driving is kind of eh. So, I don't know. I think if it mixes enough good stuff and it makes them half-decent, then it'll be a worthy experience for people who are fans of the movies.
Yeah. I also played the Grid demo.
Grid!
And I'm in love with it.
Or if you're down south, grits.
There you go. Yeah, but no, I'm completely in love with it. I love the presentation, just like Dirt. I love the fact that on the 360 version, it tells you how close you are to completing the achievements.
That's awesome.
It's the stupid little things that I love, like the fact that it says your name, like it asks you your name and then says, "Hello, Ryan." And you
it's
know,
kind of creepy
like,
to me.
Little but stuff like cool. that goes a long way with me. I don't know why, but little presentation stuff like that goes a long way with me.
Yeah.
I'm actually really, really looking forward to it. I played it on both 360 and PS3. And, I mean, other than the fact that it doesn't track your achievements on the PS3 for obvious reasons, They're really pretty much the exact.
Do you have a DualShock? You don't have a DualShock.
I don't have
yet,
a DualShock.
Because the rumble on that game is pretty awesome.
They're really pretty much, they look almost exactly the same. The 360 version to me looked a little brighter. But nothing that, unless you were
nothing
playing
Nothing that
them,
brightness can't fix?
Right.
In the options
right,
menu.
Right, exactly. And nothing that if you, like, unless you were playing them right next to each other, it's obviously nothing that you would notice. But the big thing for me and the reason that I'm going to get it on the 360 is because the control is so much better on the 360.
It's those triggers
the,
for
the
gas.
Trigger, yeah,
that's a big thing for racing games.
Yeah, that kills it on the PS3 for me, unfortunately. So I played that. I played the Bourne demo, actually, on both, too, on
Did
PS3
you?
And 360,
both
and I didn't notice
both.
Anything. Of course, I'm not a pixel counter, so,
no.
I mean, I'm sure the day after both Grid and, Bourne release, there'll be people online all over the place picking out the 6 pixels that one of them is missing, or how this one shadow in this one place is slightly more realistic than it is on the competing version.
That always affects my gameplay.
Right, yeah.
So
instead of just doing the smart thing and picking it based on controller or whatever your friends are buying it on.
Exactly.
I did like contrary to the last one, I actually liked the PlayStation controller better for Bourne. So it balanced out, but the 360 controller is
for racing games
is so much
best.
Better than
yeah.
than the 6-axis or DualShock, whichever one. I played the Haze demo as well. And you know what? It's not bad. I'm definitely going to give it a try. I'm hoping that the full version is better than the demo because the demo to me was very average.
Yes, very average. I would rather play Resistance.
It was very short too.
Yeah,
the demo was extremely short.
But I'm just hoping that the full version is you know a little tighter than that was. I do think my theory on the voice acting holds until I play the full game, and I still really do wonder if the cheesiness of the voice acting isn't going to be played off as a side effect of the Nectar, since it's a censoring agent. And that once you're off of it, the voice acting becomes more natural. And
they hired better voice actors.
And, right.
See, that would be pretty ingenious.
So, I mean, that's part of why I'm holding off judgment on the demo, because I want to see what the game is like from both sides before I decide whether or not I think it's, good or decent.
Yeah.
So, but, Free Radical's done enough in the past to make me at least give the game a chance. But as of right now, I'm going into it thinking it's no more than an average shooter.
Which is what Time Splitters was slowly becoming.
Right.
Towards its
towards the
decline.
End, yeah.
But they're making a new one.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
So, hopefully it'll be good.
Yeah.
Need to make Second Sight, too.
Electric Boogaloo.
Exactly.
Yeah, they'll get to that right after Midway puts out PsyOps 2.
Mm-hmm.
anyways.
I'm still holding out for it.
Yeah, good luck with that. I also played the Echo Chrome demo on both PSP and PS3, and I like it. It's really cool. Really,
it's
really
awesome.
Cool. I haven't bought it yet because I haven't bought any of the cards yet, but...
yeah, they kind of need to come out first.
But... I definitely will be buying that here shortly.
Yeah.
what else did I play? I played Marvel Ultimate Alliance on 360 again. I went
nice.
Back in time.
Gonna get back in time.
played that. And, it's awesome, as it always has been.
For the past 2 years.
Yeah. So I don't know why I don't play it more. But I don't, apparently.
Have you beat it yet?
No. Mm. No. I just get on there and I play like one mission and then I'm done. I play something else. I played a lot actually yesterday of since I couldn't do much but sit in a chair yesterday. I played a lot of MLB The Show and I really dove into my career on that and played it a lot. And once again... every game I play of that just, drives the point home that there's no better baseball game on the market. There's not a single, like MLB 2K can do whatever they want to do. They're not even close.
Can you actually smell the popcorn in this game?
No.
Can you smell the peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
I can if my wife is making popcorn while I'm playing it.
Awesome.
But,
that's what they call smell-o-vision.
But you can see the people in the crowd bouncing a beach ball back and forth.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, but, just everything about it is so much more realistic than 2K. So, you're shaking your head.
Oh, no, I was just thinking about the, players going through each other. That's pretty realistic. That's fun.
On what? On the show? you had players going through each other?
Yeah, all the time. Like, if I throw someone out at first, the base runner runs through the first baseman or the umpire.
I've never seen that. I did have a guy run through the stands yesterday, though.
Through the stands.
We stay out.
I haven't had
we
that.
Stay out.
It's the freaking Matrix, man.
Video game. It's going to happen in every one of them.
Well, I can understand, but I have another problem that's not really excusable, but when I get to my...
When he gets to his... Finish yours. Come
man,
on.
I haven't had any problems, so I'm curious.
Yeah, it's a pretty stupid problem, too.
But I think that's... Oh, I played Ninja Gaiden Sigma.
Sigma.
Which I rented from Gamefly so I could try and beat it again before the old Ninja Gaiden 2 rolls out. And, I have given the 3D Ninja Gaiden... a lot of flack over the years for releasing the exact same game three times, but every time I play it, it's awesome. So I can't ditch on the game, but, come on. I'll be ready for the second one to finally come out after they've released three 3D Ninja Gaidens and it's all the same game.
Yeah.
And you didn't even play the one on DS, did you?
No.
Which is basically the same game, just smaller. Has a lot of the same recycled locales.
What's a different story?
There was a story in Ninja Gaiden? Once again, I guess I
didn't
care.
Yeah, exactly. That. Yeah, you got a
the
point
Legend
there.
Of the Dragon Sword.
See, the Ninja Gaiden games on the NES were some of my favorite games, so
oh, yeah.
I'm kind of a sucker for Ryu Hayabusa.
Ninjas have kidnapped the president. Are you a bad enough dude?
Are you
dude?
A bad enough dude? bad dudes.
I'm bad.
First boss was Karnov.
Karnov. Yeah, I remember that.
Bad Dudes was great because
hit him in the tummy.
The NES version had the worst digitized speech ever. So instead of "I'm bad," it came out "I'm bad." Like it was some kind of demon inside the NES trying to sneak out. But anyways, enough Bad Dudes.
Enough Bad Dudes talk.
News for 1985 Gamers Podcast Radio. Sigma, I'm not very far into it. I'm trying to get it beat before 2 releases again, just to refresh myself and get my thumbs ready.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. So, other than that, I think that's it.
There you go.
I think it's it.
So now we get to move on to Killer Wolverine.
It's not really been much in the past 2 weeks trying to get things back on track, but my problem with the show is in the road to the show, I play the second base. You probably don't play a position player. You're playing pitcher?
I play pitcher on – well, I started a third baseman, I decided – I've got a third baseman on the PSP version, so I decided to go with a pitcher on the PS2 version.
Well, when you're typically when you're playing just regular, you know, the face buttons, the square is home – I'm sorry, the X is home, square I think is first.
Not in the show.
Well, no, it is. When you're playing, like, say you're playing as the Reds or whatever, your favorite team, when you're not playing Road to the Show, you're playing normal mode.
Oh, yeah.
When you throw home, it's X, squares.
I don't play anything but Road to the Show.
Okay,
so.
Well, typically, the square is throw to first, triangle is second, circle is first, X is home. Well, I'm playing second base, and it's reversed.
Right.
Square is first, right. X is second, circle is third. Triangle's home. I would throw it to second, trying to get a double play, hit the X button. Where does it go? Home.
Right.
Not supposed to go to home.
Oh, wait. You hit the X button and it went to home? Yeah, that's not supposed
to. And when I hit the square button, I throw it to third instead of first.
That's dun, dun, dun. Did you change your controller configuration at all?
Is this like inverted?
No, it's because it's based on – in Road to the Show, when the ball's hit to you, the view goes behind your second baseman, the person you're controlling.
Yeah.
So from your view, if you look at the controller, X should be second base.
Yeah.
Because if the controller is mapped out like a diamond and you're from behind the second baseman, then X is second, triangle is home, square is
first.
But
why bother switching the controls to confuse players?
And see, that's what it did at first. It confused me because when I hit triangle, I thought it was going to second, but then I threw it to home.
Because it's based on viewpoint.
Yeah,
In your brain, when you play baseball games, if the buttons are mapped to the diamond, then your brain always knows that the buttons are mapped to the diamond.
Yeah, but if the buttons – in my brain in a baseball game, the buttons are mapped to bases on the diamond where they're laid out in real life. So if I'm standing on second, first is to my left, not to my right. So square is the natural button for first.
See, for me, it would still be circle.
And see,
my brain still, the diamond is still exactly the way I see it.
You'll get over it real quick.
Yeah,
it took me one try
changes.
To do that. Like, it doesn't tell you that. And when I first made my first play, and I grounded the ball one and third to second for a double play, I threw it to home because it hit triangle. I'm like, oh, shit, what the hell's going on? And then it clicked, and I realized that I got
to
hit the X.
Just like when you're in the outfield. If you're in the outfield, first is to your left, third is to your right. So if I'm in the outfield, I'm going to hit square to throw to first because it's to my left.
I
guess my question is, can you change it so that it's always the same?
Yeah.
Then that's what I do. I don't care about anything. Because that's the way my brain works.
It's trying to make it realistic, but I have that happen. It doesn't happen all the time. It just happened. I guess it's just like a glitch.
Yeah, that's odd.
So it kind of, you know, and then, of course, the error would go on me.
Yeah, that would suck.
So
I'd get a little pissed off about that.
Yeah, I wasn't happy. But that's the beauty of quitting the game without saving.
There you go.
But I'm still kind of frustrated. I'm in Double A. I have over 100 RBIs, 30 home runs, a 73 game hitting streak, and they won't promote me.
Yeah, they want to make sure that you're ready for Triple A, even though you're destroying Double A pitchers.
Yeah, probably even in the majors. Like the I think Albert Pujols or whatever has the most home runs, like 34. And I'm sitting at 30 in Double A.
Yeah, but you got to remember, you're playing against Double A pitchers, and he's playing against Major League
but
pitchers.
Still, I mean, I thought that would, you know, I did enough to warrant me to get at least, you know, promoted to Triple A.
Is this, I'm just asking this because I don't know if you played it last year or not. Did you play Road to the Show last year?
I didn't play it last year.
They do a very good job of transitioning between the leagues. Like, when you make the step up to AAA, it really does feel like everything is harder.
Really?
Yeah, because in my – I thought the same thing. When I played it on PSP last year, I was in AA forever. And I'm like, man, this is stupid. I've got 25 home runs. You know, I've got all these RBIs. Why haven't they promoted me yet? They pushed me up to AAA, and I got murdered. Oh. So it just – like – it's frustrating at first, but you'll be glad that you were in AA for so long once you get up to AAA.
I think the reason why they hold me back still is I have no plate discipline. So I pretty much swing at everything, which gotcha. Is why I got 30 home runs or whatever.
Right.
Plate
discipline?
Yeah, yeah. I don't take a ball when I need to take a ball. And
so. Don't roll
don't,
your eyes.
Mr. I play Final
plus
Fantasy.
One,
shut the fuck
plus
up.
Plus one stamina. Don't God roll damn. Your eyes at me. Tree of knowledge. Dude.
When you say plate stamina,
or discipline.
To me, that translates to, oh man, I'm standing in front of my dinner plate and I need to go on a diet. That's my version of
plate. I definitely don't have any of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm, man, the last time I was even remotely into baseball, Chris Sabo was
oh,
a rookie.
God.
For the Cincinnati Reds.
Wow, that was what,
that's
in the 80s?
That's like 86 or 87.
Wow. Something like five. That. But
God
yeah, that
cat.
was like the last time I was kind of into baseball. So wow. Let's just say
but
a lot has happened since
Let me put it this way. You go rip on plate discipline, and I've played RPGs that give you an increasing statistic for luck. I want to know how in real life I can raise my luck attribute.
I could use that in real life.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But
so what else
anyway,
you playing?
Well, before I move on to whatever else I was playing, they sent me an email saying, "Oh, you could be promoted, but we're not gonna."
Yeah,
like,
I know. They
oh,
sent me the same
son
email.
Of a bitch.
Yeah, they sent me. The same email.
But I played a lot of that, and I did play the Haze demo.
I think pretty much everybody in the room has the same.
I mean, I had you know I'm have high hopes for this game. I've been looking forward to it for a while. I'll buy it day one because, you know, I'm curious. I want to play it more. So the demo doesn't want to make me play it more.
Yeah, I've heard people on N4G defending the demo of Haze. Like, you know, it's an early demo, and yeah, I can understand that. And some people actually said, oh, I thought the demo was pretty good, pretty fantastic. Well, I got a few words to say to that type of person who thought the demo was overall a really good demo.
Here we go.
And I'll say this. Well, your last first-person shooter game was probably Doom 2.
Jesus so, Christ, it's not that bad.
Dude!
He will get no hate mail for that.
No, he won't.
No,
the only thing that cracks me about people defending it, like, oh, it's just an early version, how the fuck do you know? Are you making it? Seriously. Yeah.
You know what it reminded me a lot of in the terms of, you know, the give you special abilities when you're on the Nectar? Far Cry. When you turn into the
yeah,
the
it reminded me of Far Cry.
Yeah, but
too.
You can't jump very high. You still
no.
jump.
You yeah. still like I'm, in terms of you see
oh,
hidden. You see hidden bad guys. You run faster.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like
Crysis.
That, so.
Man,
I never.
Dude, I got something to tell you guys.
Oh,
when I was playing Haze, this was awesome. This was awesome. All of a sudden, we you know we killed some bad guys, and then all of a sudden I started hearing and I was like, what the heck is going on? You know? I freaking walk around the corner and I see one of my guys standing in the middle of a pit of fire. And he's just standing there going,
That's almost as good as what happened the other day. I was sitting down playing Mario Galaxy. You were here. And
great.
I was on the level with Luigi.
Yeah.
And Luigi's like in the window. So I climb up on the window. And if you get Mario in a certain position, he puts his arms on the wall. And he starts like vibrating his hips like this. So I covered up Luigi and I started doing this. And you just see Mario like humping Luigi in front.
Man. That's one
that
way
was
to-
the funniest thing. Then he humped a wall. And that yeah. just...
You know, that's one way, that's like the secret code to turn Mario Galaxy into an M-rated game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the hot coffee mode for Mario Galaxy.
It's the hot spaghetti mode.
It happened on accident. He was just sitting there like...
The hot spaghetti.
And it didn't even look. Luigi was low enough to look. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
We'll just call it.
Continue on with your fun.
Right. Hot spaghetti. That's a good one.
So, yeah. Hey.
Come on, ravioli boy. Let's go.
Man, whoever said last week that our fondling was too long.
Yeah, well,
we ain't got there yet.
Hayes, I'll play it more. Hopefully the final version will be better. But
everybody went from purchase to Gamefly. It's
No, I'm going to buy it.
You're going to buy it.
I've been looking forward to it. I mean, the demo, it doesn't. Hopefully won't do the game justice.
Like a rainbow in the dark.
So, like I think the only thing else I was playing is Grand Theft Auto.
Nice.
I'm playing a lot more of the single player, a little bit more of the multiplayer.
And?
It's Grand Theft Auto. You know, the story is actually, I like the story. The story's good, but it's just in bits and pieces like it usually is. And I don't know. I don't want to do all the side missions to get to the main story. Just kind of want to see
there's
more of
your
his
problem
past,
right so. There.
What, doing the side missions
yeah,
to get to
you
the
don't
main
wanna
story?
Do the you don't want to do the side missions.
They're repetitive.
Not really.
Oh, I got to do Jacob's mission, fucking package deliveries.
Yeah,
10.
But they're all different. They're all, I mean,
man, you want to talk about repetitive
games. How many have you
game?
Played?
I played them all.
You did all 10 of them?
All 10 of them.
They're all different. You drive to one place.
You drive to one place to get the car, the same place. You drive it, then you have some of them. Wait, some of them have a time limit.
And some of them, sometimes you get jumped by other players. Sometimes you get the police all
there's two
all
varieties.
On
that's it. The,
no,
there's
not.
A jump. No. There's, you're either jumped by other gangs or the police find you. That is it.
Or you have a time limit. That's three.
Oh no, my bad.
But you have to drive. I mean, if you want to break it down to that, then you can say that about every single game ever made.
Well,
you could say Halo is repetitive because all you do is shoot people.
Well, it's not. It's part of the story. I mean, you got to make
shoot,
friends.
Reload,
yeah, but, yeah.
Shoot, reload. Shoot, reload.
We might as well all just play Pong. Because
that's too repetitive for me. All you do is blip bloop.
I'm just giving you a hard time, but seriously.
No, It's not part of the story.
I don't disagree with him because I feel like a lot of the missions are the same thing. Hey, drive here, kill these people, and drive back. I get that feeling a lot, and I guess my problem with that is that it doesn't feel different to me like when I do it again. I'm still enjoying the game, don't get me wrong, but I feel that a lot of the missions are exactly the same.
Yeah.
And like I told him, I'm not doing sides right now because you can go back after you're done with the story and get
right.
the side missions. I'm trying to get the 30-hour achievement. So I'm not even doing the side missions much at all. But the main story missions, I come to find that there's go steal a car, go kill these guys, or chase this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I've done, and I have done 40-plus missions.
But once again, if you break it down to that, then like if you just say, well, the basic structure of the mission is exactly the same, then you could say that about every single game ever.
True, but Grand Theft Auto is supposed to be the end-all, be-all, open-world do anything
well, yeah,
you want game.
You can do anything you want.
Except when you're playing the actual storyline.
Yeah.
No, you can.
Because
I mean,
then you're still doing the same mission.
There's multiple ways to accomplish the mission. Though.
There's
like,
multiple,
drive a different route?
There's multiple paths to drive there. You still got to go shoot the guy and drive back.
Well, that's any open world game.
Yeah.
It just makes you work a lot harder than you need to open up the single player story. And it does get repetitive because I'm on the second little tiny island at the top, and it's more of the same. And you know, it's Grand Theft Auto. I'm not expecting anything more. I mean, it's fun. That's why I'm just continuing to play
right.
it. I'm wanting to know more of the story, but it's just repetitive.
I finally got to something that you do differently in the game, and because of the way that the camera moves and the way the driving is, it's pissing me off because you got to follow a train, and the train doesn't go along a set route.
You have to hold the B button.
So you hold the B button to watch the train. Well, guess what happens when I do that?
Crash.
I run into a wall.
Yeah.
Because the train's telling me, oh, we're going this way, we're going this way, we're going this way. Bam, there's a wall. Guess what? I can't watch the train and drive at the same time.
Because
I still say the driving physics are ass. But
yep, I agree. And you know, I found out
we share differing opinions.
We do.
I like the controls better now on the driving. I do. I got used to them.
No, I've gotten used to them. But the problem is that I spend, you know, when I'm driving, I feel like I'm driving like an old woman.
Well, that's what
I'm
my, like, that was my whole point. I was, that's.
Driving Miss Daisy.
No offense, but you must just suck at the driving because I drive fast everywhere.
Well, see, that was my whole point. You kind of ruined it. But I was going really slow in order to get this fucking thing from not spinning out.
I hear all these people telling me that they've got the driving down and they drive so fine. And then when I play with them online, I still see them spinning out and crashing into walls. So
yeah.
I drive
I must
fine.
Not be the only one with that problem.
I drive fine. I drive fast.
Well, next time we play online, you're the getaway driver, and the first time you crash, you're never going to hear the end of it.
Well, I'm not saying that you don't crash
I don't even
once.
Hear the end of it. I'm with you on this, and you're like, we're not going to make it.
Oh, yeah, he starts driving. I'm like, we ain't going to get there.
You know something? I think all of us need to go into a multiplayer free-for-all game, and all of us, we get motorcycles.
Motorcycles are easy to control, though.
Dude, if all of us have motorcycles, we could start our own motorcycle gang.
What are we going to do with that?
We could freaking raise hell in Liberty City, man.
I can raise hell without a motorcycle.
I don't know. I guess my only thing is motorcycles are funny. I have trouble with people who, as I do, like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, but think GTA is repetitive.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance is very repetitive. Yeah.
It's very, very repetitive, yeah. and yet it's still enjoyable.
I will not tell you. I'm just telling you what I feel about this game. I feel that's why I can't play Marvel longer than a couple hours. Because, you know, I'm tired of hitting X. Seriously.
It is repetitive, but I never said I'm not enjoying it. I like the single-player story. It's very interesting as opposed to, you know, the other ones in the series.
I am further than almost anybody in this room.
So I take it you did that sniping mission?
Well,
so,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. But, I mean, I just, every time we discuss it, all I hear is negatives about Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, okay.
Because I played it so much that they get on my nerves. It's what I would want. Basically, it's what I would want to make the game better. You know, there's so many things that I do like about the game.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, the multiplayer is great. The single-player story. I love Nico. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah.
I think his character is absolutely just hilarious. The dialogue is great. The story is great.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, you know, when I go help little Jacob with his four missions that I did for him, they were all the same mission. Hey, man, drive me over to the corner so we can shoot these drug dealers, man. Yeah. You know, I'm like, okay. And here we go again, here we go again, here we go again, let's do it again, let's do it again.
I agree with him, but the human element, I actually felt sorry for Roman. I'm not going to ruin it, but I don't know how far you've gotten.
I'm still at the beginning.
Okay, but yeah, you actually feel sorry for the characters.
I felt sorry for Roman when I freaking got off the ship.
So far, little Jacob is my favorite character. I haven't seen him in a while. I haven't hung out with
him. Yeah, and I was looking at that on the phone. I still don't have him getting guns for me.
Really?
Yeah. Doing his
I think you gotta. Have you been hanging out with him though?
No.
Yeah, you gotta hang out with him.
Oh, okay.
You gotta get his even if you do a bunch of missions for him, you gotta get his friendship with you up.
All right.
You know,
to do that.
You know something? If I was making Grand Theft Auto, if I was the main director, you know who I would fight to freaking get to be a voice actor in the game and a prevalent character? The guy who plays freaking Tony Soprano. That voice would be so awesome in that game.
I thought he was in one.
No, that's Ray Liotta was in
Vice City. Yeah, was in Vice City.
All the Italians sound the same.
Coming from an Italian.
Are you fondling anything else?
Well,
are we going to debate GTA?
The other thing that really made me a little bit angry on GTA, but I can see it, is when I'm in a police car and doing the most wanted missions or whatever. Getaway, you're trying to chase a guy in a getaway car or stolen car or whatever, and you're trying to shoot him. The cops come after you, too.
Yeah.
Even though the guys are shooting back. And it's you got guys shooting from the front. You got cops coming in from the side and from behind. Just pain in the ass.
I mean, if you're working for the cops, why would they be shooting?
Well, but you had to steal the police car, and you're a vigilante.
Yeah.
So,
obviously,
reason the cops chase Batman.
Yeah. Well, that explains it,
Everything can be explained by the same reason the cops chase Batman.
Yeah. Everything
apparently
can be explained by Batman.
Muscle relaxers have gone to work on my tongue at this point.
Batman has to be the quintessential comic book because, everything relates to Batman and Superman. Between those two, anything's
possible.
Don't
start this argument. We just had enough argument about GTA.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start the DC versus Marvel argument again. Are you fondling
anything
else?
Having fun with that game, regardless of what you believe. I think that we played a little bit of Wii Bowling the other day.
Yeah, we did play some Wii Bowling.
That's good times.
Watch the grid demo. Don't care about it. Wow. I don't care about racing. I don't.
Watched
I really
it.
Don't.
Don't care.
Don't care about it.
I don't. It looked like watching it. I can see where you come from about looking like or playing like Project Gotham, whatever the hell you said. It looked like Project Gotham. Watching it.
If Project Gotham was on strict courses, that's my thing. Is it's not. Project Gotham's in streets.
I don't really care.
Well, then why are we talking about it?
I'll just
talk about something else.
All right, fine.
It's a little more. I think it's a little more sim than Project Gotham.
It is.
Dun, dun, dun.
It straddles the line very well between Gotham and Forza or GTA or any of the sim racers.
Yeah, that's true.
So anything else?
No.
Congratulations.
I think that's it.
Awesome.
I need to play a Folklore. And I need to play
Folklore.
Dark Sector and Condemned.
Yeah, I need to play a lot of games.
Yeah, I would have been playing Dark Sector already, but Gamefly doesn't like me.
I finally bought Viking from them. I had the $5 coupon after being a member for so long.
Yeah.
So Viking is now mine.
I need to play more of that. I haven't played that since GTA came out.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't leave me a whole lot to talk too much about.
Well, you can talk about your experiences with the same game.
Well, I kind of have been while everybody's been on. I played Grid. I like racing games. I do. The thing I've always had a problem with Codemasters simulation games is that whole your car breaks down, you can't drive anymore thing. And I don't like that.
But at least you can do the rewind thing.
The rewind thing was awesome. I literally did that for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Because you can do a replay, instant replay right there while you're racing.
Yeah. So if you do that's a really cool, neat feature.
Well,
yeah.
You know, you can also, in the instant replay, you can rewind it. And then restart from where you rewind it, actually start racing again.
Yeah.
So if you wreck, you can rewind it, start over, and go again.
Holy crap.
It's like the Prince of Persia.
It's kind
of
like,
I just came up with an idea for a freaking video game.
Uh-oh.
No good.
It's like GTA, but with time travel.
You know what? Time travel sucks in just about every game.
Because it's very limited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like time travel would be in real life
if
it actually existed.
True that.
Oh, you can only go here. Mm.
You can only go to this really boring part of your life. That's all
you can do. Everybody can only go back in time to 1816.
Sweet.
Yeah, that is quite limiting. Yes.
I also played, of course, Bourne. I like it. I'm a huge fan.
I forgot about
it. Huge
Bourne.
Fan of the movie.
Does it have Matt Damon in it?
No, Matt Damon.
It doesn't even
Matt
look
Damon.
Like him or anything. So.
No, it's based off the novel, not the movies.
But the demo, I can't. It got old real quick. The finishing moves or the finishing fight, whatever you want to call it,
are awesome.
I like the presentation of the game. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Die Hard trilogy, where there's different kinds of stuff mixed into one thing, and none of them are great.
Right.
That's the thing. None of them are great. Like, the fighting is limited, the driving is limited, the shooting is limited, but they're all there.
Right.
So it kind of reminds me of that. I like it. What else did I play?
The driving was just awful. Awful.
The driving. It's always about the driving. Also played DBZ. That's all I have to say about that.
Oh, okay.
Moving on.
Yeah, that's good.
Seriously, it is like, it's like a really bad fighting game. I don't understand why people like this stuff. I could see Naruto, because Naruto actually had like strategy involved in it. It was a good, fun fighter.
Yeah.
This one, I don't even know what the hell happened. I punch a guy in a cutscene. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I guess I just don't understand DBZ. The episodes on the show, they spend 30 minutes powering up a fireball that they don't shoot till next week? Isn't that the way the show goes?
Pretty much.
That's the other thing about Bourne, though, too, is there's a lot of little cutscenes where
you're not
really controlling it.
Yeah.
It's like every 2 seconds there's a cutscene.
But it integrates
actually
really well.
It's very smooth.
Because you're still pushing the stick. You're like, oh, I'm still playing.
Right, and at least they're only... like 2 seconds long. It's not like Devil May Cry where you go into a cutscene. It's like 5 minutes of him whipping ass, and you're just watching it.
Either whipping ass or talking smack.
Right.
I think I've said all I need to say about Haze.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did play that. Played more GTA 4, which I'm just got to that story mission where you follow the train, and it's pissing me off. And what sucks is there's nothing else I can do. This is the story is the thing that I have to do to advance the story, and it's just...
Do you have to hold down the B button, or can you just...
You can just drive, but every time I did that, I went down a wrong way. And as soon as I go down the wrong way, if I try to turn around, he's like, oh, shit, I lost the train! I'm like, I gotta go back and do this all over again.
Well,
it's frustrating.
What you probably need to do is set a waypoint, learn the train to... Well, you say the train doesn't follow the same route.
It doesn't follow roads. It follows its route on the track. I mean, but I don't know where it's going. It tells me where it's going.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to get a motorcycle and drive on the train track.
I would. I actually had thought about driving on the train tracks until I realized that as soon as the mission starts, the train starts above you and it goes.
Oh.
And there's no way for you to get up there to it.
Gotcha.
So it's just annoying. I have to park a car in the spot where I wait on it. Then the train takes off and then I follow it.
Gotcha.
So it's just like...
What you have to do pretty much is probably learn where the train, like learn the train's route and then set waypoints
You can't learn it if you lose it all the time.
Yeah, you can't figure out where it's going. And the problem is it'll tell you where it's going,
yeah.
But there's no markers on the map. No.
Well, but I mean, all you got to do is it's going to follow the train track. So just before you do the mission, just see where the train track goes.
You know what train track it goes on. Have you zoomed in on your map all the way in?
Mm-hmm.
You know those little light blue lines?
Yeah.
Those are the train tracks.
Or just go to the train tracks and run it.
Oh.
See what it looks, see where it goes. Or just drive past and just follow it as best you can when you don't have any pressure.
But at the same time, you know, saying, oh, you have to, you know, do all this pre-planning before you can even play the stage, that's kind of a flaw in the gameplay design if you really think about it.
It frustrated me because there was one, the second or third time I did it, I had the train, I was following it real well, and I come to this intersection, and the train keeps going straight. I don't think anything about it because I'm watching the train. I run into an alley, hit the wall, try to back out. Once again, my tires start spinning. Right. I'm doing a 180. Next thing I know, I lost the mission. And that's frustrating. That's Splinter Cell syndrome, and I do hate that. I really do, because then you got to go back and do the whole thing over again. And then, you know, as a person that I know you're the same way as I am, I don't have 40 hours a week
right.
to play games. When I sit down, I just want to blow through these games and have fun. And if I'm doing the same mission 40 times, it gets on my nerves. It does. I can't help that. So. That's where I'm at right now. I did that with Viking. Same thing. Did you notice somebody gave me shit on the forums? Like, yo, it's criticizing this, but you love Viking. I'm like, I also said I was pissed off at Viking because I got to a point that it was an hour of game time that I got nothing done because as soon as I died, I had to do it all over again.
Right.
That's bullshit. That's bad game design.
It took us how long to finally get through that shit?
Oh, my God. I was just like, it's just frustrating. It makes me stop playing the game is what it does, and that's not what you want to do when you want my money. You don't want me to stop playing the game. Because then I won't buy your game anymore, bastards. The only thing that I of course, downloaded some new songs in Rock Band this week. I downloaded some Skinner. I downloaded Simple Man. I downloaded
How is
the...
That?
That's I like that song. That song's fun.
Is that on to play?
You say that's on Rock Band or Guitar
Rock
Hero?
Band.
I may have to download that.
I downloaded the other Coheed and Cambria song.
How was that one?
That one's fun to
is
play.
It fun?
I don't like it as much as Welcome Home, but it's fun to play. I made the mistake of downloading March of the Pigs. Yeah, there's not much guitar in that song.
No.
And, yeah. Fucking Trent Reznor.
Yeah, there's really not a lot of guitar in his songs.
No, there's not. And I because it was the one that I really liked the guitar riff.
There's really not a whole lot of quality in his songs either. That's going to get me a lot of hate, but...
Yeah. What else? What other songs did I download? I downloaded like six, I think. I downloaded I know your favorite band, the Smashing Pumpkins.
Ugh.
Zero. I downloaded that. And I downloaded Sex Type Thing from STP.
There's a good
which
song.
What is it with STP's guitar player that his note charts are like all over the freaking place?
Yeah.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
But that one's really fun to play.
Hey, a little bit off topic, but speaking of Nine Inch Nails... I'm not really that big of a fan of Nine Inch Nails. I like Nine Inch Nails. I like some of Trent Reznor's work. I picked up his newest album, which is called Ghosts, right? And I have to say, I was looking forward to it, too. I was like, whoa, it's all instrumental. It's two CDs, and it was only $10 to buy the physical two CDs. Well, anyway, I was listening to it. Talk about the most underwhelming, boring music I've ever heard. I could swear to you, there's more exciting music playing right now.
In your ass?
No. No. But close.
That would be a trick.
But close. There's a lot more exciting music playing right now at about 90% of the Starbucks in this country.
I don't go to Starbucks for the sounds.
I don't go to Starbucks, period, because I refuse
either.
To pay $5 for a cup of coffee.
I don't buy coffee there. I just buy the green tea frappuccino. I love it. It's fantastic.
I bet it costs you $12. You have to take out a loan?
Yes, I do, and I gladly do it every time.
Man, did we really just make the Starbucks is expensive joke?
Yes.
That's like the most cliche joke.
And the last thing that I did was I went out and I bought an ass load of Microsoft points.
Not an ass
How much
load?
Is an ass load?
I think I bought well over 5,000 points
just
to catch back up on my...
Just in case anyone's keeping score, Zero Tolerance can keep 5,000 Microsoft points in his ass.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And I downloaded all of the Xbox Live Arcade games that I had been behind on. Minus one. There's only one I didn't buy, and I still haven't bought Battlezone. I still have not bought Battlezone. I bought Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Did you buy Rocketman Axis of Evil?
Or did you already have
it? I already had it.
Man, you're sad.
I bought Rocky and Bullwinkle. Hello, WarioWare.
Yeah.
Let me steal your game.
Yeah.
But there's some stuff on there that's ridiculously hard.
Yeah. Anything, are you using it with the camera?
No.
I was going to say, anything with the camera is fucking ridiculous.
I can't imagine, because with the controller, it's hard as shit. Yeah. And so it's very hard to tell what you're supposed to do sometimes.
Because like it's just fucking Bullwinkle pointing up in the air and pointing to the left.
Do this. Press the A button. Okay. I do like it, though. It is enjoyable.
Yeah.
I downloaded the T-Call, the puzzle game. You know what? It's actually really good. It's got, like, a neat little twist on it. Like, you can get power-ups and do different stuff to the board. And it's not traditional puzzle. I mean, it's not something I want to say, go out and buy this, but...
It's a puzzle game with a story.
Yeah, it has a story. It has, like, a little story... paragraphs in between each level.
Nice.
I'm like, really? You're going to try to tell me about the puzzle? Why I'm breaking blocks? That's some deep involving stuff there. The other one I downloaded was Wits and Wagers. This might be the most entertaining trivia game ever, because you get to pick a face at the beginning. I picked an alien face.
Nice.
And each round, it gives you a new outfit. So, and with the right analog stick, you can make them dance.
Which is the most
which
fun
is just
thing
the
ever.
Hilarious thing I've ever seen in my life. So you're answering the question. And it's a neat concept, because they ask questions that are ridiculously hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then each person gets to pick what they want. Now, once you pick your answer, then it'll show you what everybody picked. Then you can bet on who you think's the closest to the right answer.
Gotcha.
They give you, what do they give you?
They give you odds on who, like if this guy up here gets a 6-1, this person down here is 1-1. And then you bet on who you think has the closest answer. If you get the closest answer and you bet on yourself, you get like 10 times the amount of points.
Wow, nice.
So it's really a cool game, but the dancing, it's actually hilarious. Got an achievement because if I dance every round during a game.
Nice.
But you just use the right analog stick and they just start doing all these crazy dances. The outfits in between each level is crazy. Like I had an alien in a hockey outfit.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Like you said, the questions are just
retarded. The questions are
retarded. Like I downloaded the demo because I didn't have points to buy it, but I lost every single round. Every single round, I was close, but someone would be closer or get it right on. And the last question was, how many rolls are in a roll of toilet paper, of Charmin toilet paper? Or how many sheets are on a roll?
Oh. Okay.
And I remember the commercials that they're claiming the thousands. Like, you know, I'm going to go 1,000. I think that's right. And I bet everything I had. Sure enough, that was the answer. And I hit it dead on, and I bet on myself, and I won the game just from that one.
Yeah, I mean, like, literally one of the questions was, how many days was JFK president?
Yeah, days.
Days.
Now he was at, like, what, 2 years?
Yeah, so 2 years. So then you got to think of the days, and you got to come up with the clue. It's some ridiculous questions on there.
They're interesting. Hard.
But it's fun. It's really fun. Just the dancing itself is
And apparently
blast.
This is already a game. I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's based off of a real game. Yeah.
Huh.
So it's really cool. I like it. And the last thing I bought was I tore up some Assault Heroes too.
Fun?
Yeah, that's fun.
Oh, yeah.
I played that too, actually.
Yes.
Did you buy it?
No.
No, demo?
How
much
did
the demo give you?
A decent amount. I mean, it gave me... I got to control the tank and the helicopter, and it gave me past the first zone.
The whale?
Huh?
Did you fight the whale?
Well, I died before I got too far. And then I just didn't... I just was playing it while I was installing Sigma to my hard drive. I played it, so I died, and I just didn't keep playing it.
Oh, man, it is awesome.
So have you played multiplayer yet?
No, nobody else has it.
I'm wondering if the multiplayer works, whereas the original one...
Yeah,
it works now.
Yeah, it does?
Yeah, we played it. We beat the entire
game.
Man, we ought to hit up some multiplayer... Dude.
Is it four player?
I don't know if it's four or two.
I think it's two.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's really good. It is really good. I love the first one, so. And then, the first one actually works now online.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
But definitely.
Yeah, I need to
definitely
pick that up whenever
get
I get points.
Because all the enemies now are giant mechanical animals. Like, the first one I fought was a whale. The second one I fought was a giant scorpion. There's a gorilla. There's
nice.
A big mechanical
nice.
Gorilla.
Sweet.
Yeah, I gotta pick that up.
Mechanical gorillas are awesome.
Yes. Great old school goodness. And that wraps up my fondling.
Nice.
I am done. I've played a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. Everybody's played a lot of stuff. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks. So now we're gonna get into Das News.
Das News. And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents News Quickies. Brought to you by Muscle Relaxers.
What the fuck was I talking about again? Here's zero tolerance.
There you go. All right. We don't have a whole lot of news this week. Oh, my headset's out of the whack. We don't have a whole lot of news this week, but we have two really big items to talk about. The first thing we're going to talk about is Guitar Hero 4. Or should we call it Rock Band Hero 4?
Uh-oh. Dun, 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 dun.
Game Informer, Guitar Hero 4 will now, once just like Rock Band, all four instruments, vocals, bass, guitar, and drums.
No love for keyboard.
No keytars for you. The drum kit, which, of course, in the fight between the two, they have to one-up Rock Band. So it'll have the drum pedal, three pads, two cymbals.
Oh, no shit.
Sweet. Wow.
That's how the drum kit is set up. The cymbals will be used for star power, and they'll also be used as cymbals.
Going to have to buy another drum set.
Yeah,
no,
so
room
it
for
will
this.
Not use the Rock Band drum set. It Damn. Will, however, use the guitars. But they said the new guitars will have a new input that we don't know about yet that will affect the game.
Hmm.
According to what I've read so far, everybody's favorite boss battles are returning.
Ugh.
You will be able to create your own music, though. Using the four instruments, you can make your own songs and upload them to let other people play.
That's cool.
That's going to be tough, though.
It is going to be tough, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You can also customize your character with Tiger Woods-type face sliders.
Nice.
And your own outfits, your own reactions on stage, your own instruments, and your own album artwork. So all of that's customizable.
Interesting.
They said they're going to have much more downloadable content.
They said that for 3.
And they have more on 3 than they did on 2.
Hell.
Yeah, you know, at least they're not lying.
Yeah, well.
If I got 3 Cokes, I got more than somebody that's got 2 Cokes, too.
Exactly.
So.
But Rock Band, they need the Rock Band structure because the Rock Band structure is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's Guitar Hero 4.
Really
in a nutshell.
Release date, probably October, November. Same as every other Guitar Hero.
Can't wait to pay at least $200 for the whole fucking thing.
I would say at least $199.99.
Dude, I'll just buy the game and the drums. I imagine it'll be cheaper that way.
Yeah.
Just probably not much cheaper, but...
Depending upon what exactly the new guitar
yeah,
thing
I mean,
is
if it's
be.
If it's as stupid as the extra buttons at the
yeah.
bottom of the neck,
yeah,
then forget
no.
that.
Yeah, if it's just something like that, then forget it. But if it's something really cool, which we don't know about yet, then I might have to get... The whole bundle. Of course, hopefully they'll send it to me for review and I won't have to worry about it. Anyway, speaking of more rockin' games, Konami's Gamers Day was this past week and they announced a new Guitar Hero ripoff with Rock Revolution. I watched the video and I have to say I'm not all that impressed.
Thing is, though, Konami actually almost created the instrument... driven rhythm game genre.
But here's the problem, though. They really need to go back and bring those games, because this new one... Because
They made Guitar Freaks before there was even a Guitar Hero.
Yes,
they also
did.
Made Karaoke Revolution.
Yep.
And Drummania.
Actually, Harmonix made...
Well, made,
Karaoke
but it was published by
Konami,
right.
Yeah, so...
So, yeah...
It's all about who does it the best, and I know Drummania is sickeningly awesome. I know it is. I've seen it in the arcades and stuff, and it's incredible.
They made Taiko Drum Master too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Was that them?
Yep.
Which is actually pretty good.
Yeah, that was real fun.
So
what does this look like? I mean, does it have the look?
It's vertical scrolling, and it looks just.
So it looks just like Guitar Hero.
No. I mean, straight vertical.
Oh, gotcha.
Up and down. There's no like.
Gotcha.
Like Star Wars. Angle kind of thing. It's straight up and down.
So it's really like old school.
It looks just like Guitar Hero, though.
Are
the
they having their own guitar for it?
I don't know.
Nothing?
I don't know much about it. I just watched the video of it, and I was kind of like, wow. And the song selection of the video? Yeah.
What's the song selection like?
I didn't hear one song that I enjoyed. I think there was some, like...
Is there any,
like...
Motley
Crue in there and stuff?
Yeah.
And it was just, I don't know.
I was kind of hoping that it'd be like all these, like... European and Japanese bands, but yeah.
Come on, feel
but no,
that
they
noise.
Actually want to sell some copies in America. So, yeah.
Oh, they'll sell some copies in America to a bunch of noids.
Like myself.
Like myself, I would probably pick it up because I'm a noid.
You work for Domino's?
Yes, I'm a. Yeah.
Were you a star character in one of the worst video games of all time?
Yo, noid.
All right, next up. I didn't think much about this. I got a press release from Sega the other day saying that they had partnered with a company called Platinum Games. I didn't think much about it.
Hmm.
Then you realize who Platinum Games is. They are the guys behind Resident Evil, Devil May Cry, and Okami. And the first game they're bringing out is called Bayonetta. And all we saw was a quick little trailer, and it's basically a witch, like, stylish action game, kind of like Devil May Cry, and she has guns on her high heels.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She has guns. Let me get this straight. She has guns on her high heels.
Yes.
So she got to do some kind of high kick to shoot?
Yeah, she, like, jumps up and shoots people in the face with her kicks.
Well, I've heard most women talk about high heels, you know, how it's a pain to walk in them and it sucks and there's no maneuverability just about. She's got guns on her freaking high heels. How's she even going to walk? Does she walk pretty good?
I guess. It was a quick trailer. It was only like 25 seconds.
I was going
to
say,
you know, also want to remind you, it is a video game.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure that Cloud in real life couldn't carry that big ass sword.
Oh, right? Yes, he could.
Just
a
thought.
He's genetically created brother of freaking Sephiroth.
Well, guess what?
Sephiroth.
Genetically created brothers don't exist in the real world either. Just putting that out
there.
Hey,
you don't know that. You don't know what's hiding in this world.
Just like he hangs out with a giant cat person that talks.
It could happen.
Right.
I'm reserving judgment.
Right. And his genetically altered brother morphs into a giant angel and throws the Knights of the Round from space.
A one-winged angel.
A one-winged angel.
Hey. Yeah. Could happen.
Hold the phone while you worry about gun high heels.
Okay.
All right.
But it also shows that video games are still extremely male-dominant entertainment.
Okay.
Yeah. Just wanted to throw that out, too.
Just, all right, there you go. The next piece of news we're going to talk about is a little rumor that has floated up on the net. And apparently it's gotten big enough to make its rounds all over every site. Is everybody with an Xbox 360 has been wondering where the spring update is. It hasn't been announced. Nobody's talked about it. Nobody said anything about it.
And spring is about over.
Spring is almost done. So a list popped up on the internet a few days ago with the rumored features of the spring update. Now, I guess the question would be is how true is it?
Hopefully very true.
Hopefully? Well, here's some of the highlights as I kind of roll down this list. Because according to this list, there's like 100 new features or so. So there's
we'll probably
a lot
see
of
two
them.
Of them.
So there's... Every time they do an update, you know we get a ton of stuff.
I know.
We get a ton of stuff.
I'm just waiting for it.
All right. The first big one that pops up is obviously 4-person private chat.
Which would be awesome. Indeed.
Of course, that one's been in every rumored update
yeah.
since.
Yeah, well, never mind.
The ability to see what your friends are watching if you download Marketplace content, like videos and stuff, it'll show on the gamer card, hey, they're watching Family Guy or whatever.
Oh, okay. That's pretty sweet.
More fields for your bio, your personal profile. Also gives you recent achievements, interests, games, movies, links. Stealing a little bit from Nintendo, you'll now be able to check the weather and current news through your Xbox Live profile.
Sweet!
Sweet, a function I've never used on the Wii.
You know what's funny is I use it every day on the Wii.
Did
like
you?
For weather.
Yeah.
I click on the weather just to check the weather on my Wii every day.
And
I just go to weather.com.
Dude, I get about half of my news stories from the Wii.
See, I don't use their news channel. I just use their weather. Mandatory option to delete duplicate titles from your gamer card.
So. Mandatory option.
That's what it says. Mandatory option to delete duplicate titles. I wonder if this has to do with the achievements for people playing the same game from 20 different regions.
Yeah, probably.
I guess. I don't know. Option to remove your payment information from your gamer tag, which was only available through the website.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Download history is now better organized, so if you have to replace your hard drive, you can go search through genres, games, all that stuff. So.
Sweet.
Longer descriptions on the marketplace can be used with the right analog stick, so you can scroll them now without having to wait on it to scroll.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better organization of free content on the marketplace. So, probably be a whole section for free stuff. Option to ping when testing your connection now.
Really?
So
it's a good idea.
Huh.
The stuff is for if you staff, you can get new colors on your gamer card now. That's only if you work for Microsoft, though. One of the big things, you can store 10 messages permanently on your dashboard now instead of having them expire. That's kind of neat. Option to disable invites from titles not on your gamer not on your gamer card.
That's
which
pretty
is,
good.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Increase character limit for text messages between friends only. So, option to have smaller items moved up in active downloads, which as dumb as that sounds,
that's
key.
That's cool. Yeah.
That is something that's really awesome.
Something that I wish PlayStation Network and Xbox Live had, because that's one of the biggest pains in the ass is seeing something smaller that you want to download and having to, you know, physically stop the other one and start the
Here's a really neat one. Say you're looking at somebody's gamer card and you see their gamer picture and you like it, you want to download it. You can. I have an option right there from their gamer card to download that picture.
Oh, nice. That's
it'll
cool.
take you straight to it.
Nice.
So that's another neat little thing. New button on the marketplace for optional dashboard features. So
who knows what those are yet?
Integrate file sharing for select Xbox Live and games for Windows games.
Nice.
So faster downloads, probably. Option to see a snippet of the text in a message that somebody sends you, like the achievement description when it pops up. More support for headset and Xbox Live Vision on Windows Live. You can send winks now. So this is a dating thing coming up now, you know. Option to delete titles from your gamer card with zero gamer score and zero achievements. So say you have a game on your gamer card, like Jason putting Sonic the Hedgehog on my gamer card, with 0 points and zero achievements, I can now remove that game from my gamer card.
So you can erase that little nightmare.
Yep. Organize games at the My Games section, including disc-based titles. You can sort by genre, platform, or percentage complete. Support to display friend leaderboards for disc-based games, not just arcade games now, from the dashboard. Show dates of an achievement unlocked when comparing, which you could do that online, but now you can do it in the dashboard. You can preload the games library upon dashboard boot for faster access. Most of this stuff. The big one, game updates. You now have the ability to store more game updates, and they show up on your hard drive as items, so you can delete them manually. So if you want to delete a game update, you can do that manually, and you have the option to store more on the hard drive. Support for titles to store installation data for faster loading.
Yeah, I figured that was coming.
Yep. So now you can install games, certain games, onto the hard drive for faster loading.
We're going to need a bigger hard drive.
Let's hope for GTA.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff for the media. You can now have... I think that you can now have new sounds for your dashboard. There's going to be new blade styles for your dashboard blades.
That's pretty sweet.
We got more stuff going on here. Yeah, new blade trim styles. Calibration options for sound. Calibration options for motion sensor devices.
Birdie.
What could that be used for?
Disable changing of theme when on memory to prevent hanging. You know how when you change your theme, it hangs there forever.
Right.
So they're trying to update that. And then, of course, the typical stuff. Voice and picture messages can be read at Xbox.com now.
Nice.
So, yes. I don't know how many times I get a message and I'm at work and I'm like, what'd you send me? I can't listen to it. And then obviously the always the same stuff that updates faster loading speeds.
Right.
New little things you'll discover as you're digging through the system. So
cool.
But lots and lots. This is a rumored list.
Yeah. Right.
So
if half of it comes true, it'll be pretty exciting.
And the four-person chat is enough for me.
Yeah,
the rest
absolutely.
Of it's just icing on the cake. Four-person chat would just be the bomb.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's what everybody's been wanting for what? How long?
Long time.
Oh, yeah. One other quick... I snuck this in between the two big ones, but two human co-op. Gimped.
Gimped.
Two players now instead of four. And it's online only.
As long as the game's good, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not saying won't still be good, but right. I really wanted four-player co-op.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a disappointing turn of events. But at this point, I just want it to come out.
You just want it to come out. Well, August 19th is the second part of that news, is the official release date, August 19th. So this summer, you will be two-humaning.
Two-humaning.
All right.
Yeah.
Next up, everybody's favorite topic.
Every fanboy's favorite topic.
Every fanboy's favorite topic. We have the NPD numbers from last month. And, you know, unless your name is Nintendo...
Yeah, disappointing numbers.
You didn't do shit, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's April and nothing came out until the end of the month, so...
Which, we need to talk about these GTA numbers, because, by Jesus.
Yeah.
So, first we'll start off with system sales. And like we said, if you're not Nintendo, you probably don't really care. PlayStation 2 sold 124,000, which is not very many. PlayStation 3 sold 187,000. PSP sold 192,000, which is a lot for PSP.
Yeah.
Xbox 360 sold 188,000. So the PS3 and 360 were neck and neck. They were the same,
right,
basically, through April. We won't probably see the GTA effect until May's numbers. So, to see how many systems sold from that. The DS sold 414,000 units.
Jesus.
Wait, I'm not done. The Nintendo Wii, the juggernaut monster, the snowball that just hasn't hit the bottom of the hill yet. 714,000 systems in April.
Wow.
In just the United States.
Just the U.S. Almost a million in a month.
Sick.
And for everybody out there saying this fad's going to end, you must be seeing way into the future.
You must be Nostradamus.
It just keeps growing every month. It seems like the more Nintendo produces, the more they sell.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that 700,000 units a month is a shortage.
Yeah.
That's long been disproven now. It's not supply and demand anymore. It's just demand.
Right.
No one can stop Nintendomino. Now we move on to software. And if you couldn't guess what the number one selling game, but can you guess for which system?
Is it Wii Play?
Dun, dun, no. Dun.
But it is on the list. Grand Theft Auto 4, and take into account that this was only for, 2 days?
Right.
It was only out for 2 days. Grand Theft Auto 4 hits the number one spot for Xbox 360 at 1.85 million copies in 2 days.
Wow.
1.8 million copies?
1.85 million copies.
Oh. They don't short it, bitch.
2 days. Now, can you guess what the second place game is?
Haze. No, that's
not out. That's not hard to be on.
Grand Theft Auto 4 for the PlayStation 3.
No.
Oh.
Is it a
Mario Kart?
Mario Kart for the Wii sold 1.12 million copies.
Good.
Wow.
So, and it was only out for a week and a couple days.
That's the only game that has pulled me to my Wii away from
it. It really has. I play it like every week.
Yeah, I forgot to mention it, my Fondling, but I played that a lot.
I did too, and I didn't say anything about it just because I play it so much now. It's like Rock Band and Guitar Hero. Yeah. I just play it.
It's common sense to know that you guys play it.
Yeah, but I'm playing it.
When the PS3 version?
PS3 version of GTA 4 comes in at number 3.
Oh, snap.
With exactly 1 million copies. Oh,
and if anybody doubts why the game was made multi-platform, answer right there.
Yeah, because it's... Put those two numbers together and GTA sold damn near 3 million copies in two days.
Right.
That's impressive.
And which is also part of the news is that Grand Theft Auto 4 is now officially the biggest entertainment release in history.
Really?
It's in the Guinness Book of World Records. Made more money than anything. Its first day of release.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a pretty significant title.
Yeah.
Number 4. Welcome back, Cotter. It's Wii Play. 360,000 units.
God.
So, 600,000 unit difference between number 3 and number 4.
Wow.
Wii Play sold 360,000 units in number 4. Number 5, Smash Brothers sells another 320,000 units.
Only another 300,000 units.
Gran Turismo 5 demo Prologue sells 224,000, and that's just retail. That doesn't count downloads.
Right. Why?
So
it's a good game.
It's GT5. You know, I don't doubt it, but it's a demo.
Hey.
Yeah,
no,
we really
don't need
demo.
To start this whole thing up
Dude,
again.
It might be a demo, but it's the best freaking demo ever made.
For $40? It better be for $40. That's all, I will
we
say
We don't
that.
Need to start this up again. Keep all right, talking.
Next up. Two DS games, and unless you're paying attention, they sound exactly the same.
Pokemon?
Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Explorers of Darkness and Explorers of Time, and they both sold 202,000 units.
Pokemon still continues to sell.
And if anybody ever questioned why they released two versions of Pokemon at the same time,
200,000 units
is why.
Each shows you why. Exactly 202,000 each.
Because, you know, if a kid buys Pokemon and he's going to get his friend to buy the opposing title... So they
can
trade and play against each other.
So they can trade and, you know, brainwash themselves into Nintendo's Poke Army.
And then the last two games
are
two games that have also been on the list for months now. Guitar Hero 3 for the Wii sold another 150,000 units. And Call of Duty 4 for the 360 sold another 140,000 units.
Wow. It's good to see that game still selling.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Call of Duty 4, also to mention that it does include the newest game of the year, or the collector's edition that came out with the maps. It includes that version. So both SKUs count towards total. But that is the...
Wii bitch-smacking people.
The Wii is just... The Wii outsold all the other systems, minus the DS, combined.
Right.
So it outsold 360, PS3, PS2, and PSP. All four of those combined, it outsold that.
Hmm. Wow.
Man.
Craziness.
Yeah. That's sick.
Nintendo's laughing.
And then they're about ready to release Wii Fit, which is also...
As long as you're not a apparently overweight English child. Did you guys hear that story?
Yes. I was reading the headlines.
Yeah. Well, there was some little girl in England, and everybody's freaking out because the Wii Fit uses body mass index.
Yeah.
Which you can't really use. Like, it's not very accurate. Like, it's accurate for normal adults. It's not accurate for, like, weightlifters or children. Well, apparently this little girl got on the Wii Fit thing, and it told her she was overweight. And so they're freaking out about the fact that, you know, it's going to cause self-image problems with little kids because, you know, Wii Fit's going to call them fat and... it's a legitimate concern, but... It's just the concept of, I just picture, like, Mario's voice going, "Ha ha, you're fat."
That's awesome. But now it's time to get back into everybody's favorite section, is the Ask a Question thread. And we got a lot to catch up on, so we'll run right into these. The first question, of course he's got five parts.
Of course.
Comes from Clant.
We love it, though.
He's a new listener here. He's from sunny London. He missed the countless previous pods, but sees now that we have GTA 4. All other games are rubbish in comparison. His first question are GTA-based. He says, have you noticed any of film references apart from the obvious? He said he noticed a Dustin Hoffman and Midnight Cowboy reference in the third mission with Vlad. He gives it, walking here to a yellow cab. Don't know how or why I remembered that, but it's a pretty good scene. He wants to know if we have any other film references that we've seen.
I'm not really a big giant movie buff.
I'm not either.
So if there was anything that wasn't slap you over the face obvious, I probably didn't pick up on it.
Yeah, I didn't really. Yeah. I guess you're the movie guy. You didn't notice anything?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Not a one?
I haven't heard of the movie here.
Midnight
reference.
Cowboy?
You've never heard of Midnight Cowboy?
Dustin, I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but I've heard of it too.
Yeah, I don't think anybody in here is really, really huge movie.
I'm just
other
into,
than Wolverine.
I'm into nerdy
so
movies.
You're into nerdy movies?
Yeah, I'm into nerdy movies.
All right, well, then we'll just move on to his second question, which his third question is going to really have fun with. Second question is, do you reckon there'll be any DLC for the fuzzy channels on your telly in the safe house? I haven't gotten any further. His new place will probably have digital and loads more.
It doesn't.
It's all the same channels?
It's for the, well, they. I saw one that was different. I forgot who mentioned it, but I think it was Gambus that saw it in his first hideout about the history of Liberty City.
Yeah.
That's the only new one that I saw, but like he said, And it's true. It's based on time.
Right. It's based
like,
on time
at
of day.
At night, there's only two channels I saw. The infomercial about the knives and that cartoon.
Yeah, and it's on a schedule. So yeah. if you know that there's a show that you want to watch, it comes on at the same time.
Like normal TV. But I wouldn't right. be surprised. That would be pretty nice little
some
downloadable
DLC
content.
For...
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, because there's a lot of static channels. So.
Yeah, there is.
That right. would be awesome.
His third question. How do you find the driving?
Oh, Christ. I don't know if it's starting on that again.
It's hard at first, a bit slower and more realistic. Reminds me of the old London-based game, The Getaway. P.S., what happened to a nude one of those?
Actually,
they're making one,
aren't
they?
The Getaway a little bit.
Yeah. Except for the navigation in The Getaway is the most ass-backwards. Yeah. Hey, look, you're supposed to turn here. Let me use the turn signal.
The Getaway, period, was the most ass-backwards.
No reticule for aiming?
Yeah, I hated that game.
No health bars?
I hated it. I actually didn't mind the no health bar thing, but the, like, I did not get into The Getaway very
much. I didn't
much.
Either. I didn't like it.
Well, do we have to get into that question? I mean,
I think we've been down this road about a billion times.
Yeah, we've been down this road, and unfortunately, it's really bumpy.
If he didn't know me and ZT hate it, and Con, I don't know about you officially.
I'm getting used to it. I'm not as furious about it like I used to.
So you're kind of, you know, half and half.
I'm kind of in the middle. Yeah. I'm kind of in the middle.
All right, now this next question is a little weird to me, but I'm going to read it anyway. It says, do you think Michelle is fit, hot, tasty, ream, any word you want to use? I like her hair. My real missus was not pleased I had virtual dates. I've promised to take her bowling soon. But for the record, I do put her before gaming. I'm an old-fashioned romantic, and if this means I'm not a hardcore gamer, then so be it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope. Not at all.
It's the way it should be.
If you're
putting video games ahead of your real woman, you need to seriously sit down and rethink your life.
Yeah.
So.
But I don't have any comment about...
Oh, that was his question?
It's a video game.
Yeah.
About
yeah.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
I find her annoying that I have to do missions like that.
I will say this, though.
I haven't dated her since you. I got my achievement.
I will say this. I agree. I think she's got... Nice hairdo.
She'll get pissed off at you if you haven't dated her since her last
care.
Achievement.
She called me and yelled at me. I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to do your
What's
mission.
Funny is if you just wait, like if you don't get to the point where she calls you, but if you call her and it's been a while, she's like, oh, it's you. It's been a while.
Last question. Is Gambus a security guard?
Yes, I am. I'm a security.
He's the most badass security guard I've ever met in my entire life.
See him walking
life.
Down the street, you hear the Shaft music playing.
Yeah, not only am I trained in watching monitors all day, but I'm also trained in CPR, first aid,
Taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
Are you really trained in Taekwondo?
No.
Oh.
But I am really trained in confined space
Kung
rescue.
Fu. I know Kung Fu.
Hazardous material.
Clean up. In case you get hit with some anthrax,
yeah,
you got the skills to pay the bills.
Oh no,
he's yeah,
got the feds coming on us.
Knowledge of how to use a SCBA self-contained breathing apparatus.
Man,
so
they really went all out
scuba.
With your
yeah.
They really went all out with your security guard training.
Yep.
He's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. We're just talking about Gambus.
When do you ever go scuba diving?
I don't go scuba diving.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus is scuba.
Right.
So why do they teach it?
SCBA. It's not scuba.
Oh, I thought you said scuba.
Self-contained breathing apparatus.
Yeah, self-contained.
Oh, you didn't say underwater. My bad. I just heard.
Yeah.
Sorry. My bad.
Right,
I'll get my head on my ass.
But,
it's quite
yes,
a trick.
Yes, I am a security guard. Brawl.
Moving on. H Dogger wants to know, I was just wondering, what do you think is the worst game based on a movie?
Spider-Man. Total Recall on the NES.
That's pretty bad.
We could talk all day about
Charlie's Angels for the GameCube.
I didn't know they made a Charlie's
wow.
Angels for the GameCube.
Yes, they did.
Oh, yeah, they sure did.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
they
did.
I'm glad I didn't play that.
Oh, it was one of the worst games I've ever played in my entire life.
I could only imagine.
Yes. And it kind of complimented the movie.
Oh, snap. But no, seriously, Total Recall on the NES was the worst game ever.
Let's see.
Made.
Well, there's Judge Dredd, there's Spider-Man 3.
Who wouldn't call Spider-Man 3?
Let me put it
Spider-Man
this
3 sucked.
It was not one
was,
of the worst.
Did you,
the movie was worse than the game.
Well, I'll give you that.
Did you play Total Recall on the NES?
I don't remember playing Total Recall.
It
okay.
wasn't boring.
Total
when it
Recall
came out.
Total Recall on the NES
literally makes Spider-Man 3 the game feel like Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. It's terrible.
It's
you have
really
to avoid
bad.
You have to avoid midgets jumping over you in purple jumpsuits.
Wow, sounds cool, man.
Yeah, it's the worst game.
Hey, did any of you play the original Predator video game for the NES?
Yes.
You know, for some reason, I was obsessed with the music in that game. I mean,
only
I wasn't,
you would be obsessed with the music.
I was obsessed with the music.
Can make this world. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's my little tidbit.
Snoop Dizzle wants to know if we're going to do anything magical for the 100th episode. Yeah. And all we can say is you'll have to tune in to find out.
Oh, look at
this. Snap.
We're going to try and dream a little dream and build something up, I imagine.
There you go. Next one comes from Teen Wolf 74.
Teen Wolf coming out.
He says, I really enjoy the podcast. I love when you guys give each other shit.
Yes.
It reminds me of when I sit around talking games with my friends. So the question,
your friends probably know what they're talking about.
Probably. Have any of you guys ever used any of the game trading sites? I personally use Guzex and have found it to work really well for me getting better value on trading games than I get trading in at GameStop. I have a Guzex account. I've never used it, but I think it's really cool. I'm just skeptical, but I'm skeptical of eBay.
Yeah.
Because it's based on other people sending it to
right.
me. Right. And it makes me a little...
weary.
Because they're the ones that have to pay for the shipping. They have to ship it to you, and you offer up your game, and when your game gets traded in, you get points for it. And then you have to ship that to them. So I think it's a really neat idea. You do get a lot more out of your games. But I haven't
Sounds
personally
pretty cool.
used it yet.
Yeah, I haven't used it either.
He also says, keep up the great work with the show. And by the way, I can't stand Final Fantasy. I wish it would go away.
Yes.
If I wanted cutscenes, I would watch the shitty Final Fantasy movie.
Wow.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
Man.
Eat that con.
Yeah, I like how you're on my side now.
I was always on your side, motherfucker.
No, to that guy who posted it, if you really want to watch cutscenes, play Metal Gear.
Well, we got to get back and forth with these
attacks
now.
I hate Final Fantasy, but I don't want it to go.
I didn't say it. Why are you attacking my game?
Because I don't know.
It sticks in his craw.
Thing is, I love Metal Gear and I love Final Fantasy.
It grinds his gears.
I guess you could at least say when Snake shoots his gun, we don't have to watch a cutscene like Final Fantasy when you cast a spell.
Well, you know something?
Oh, God.
Think
you
about
have to
this.
Fuel
think,
the fire.
Think about.
Here it goes.
I'm going to go pee while you guys
Here you go.
Discuss this.
Final Fantasy, 50-hour
we'll
game.
See you guys next week.
Final Fantasy, 50-hour game, 1 hour worth of cutscenes.
Bullshit.
Okay, two hours of cutscenes.
Okay, 2 hours of cutscenes, 45 hours of reading text.
No.
Okay, 42.
No, 40 hours of grinding. Level grinding.
What are we playing, WoW now? Wow.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
40 years
two,
of grinding.
2 weeks of level grinding.
Without turning off the PC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't turn my PC off anyway. Moving on. Next question comes from Kevers. Says, hey guys, I've been listening to the show for a while, but I just recently joined the forums, and I love it all. Here's my question. To my dismay, my PS3 crapped out.
Oh.
Insert smug remark for an Xbox fanboy here. It froze during gameplay, and now it doesn't recognize the disc. I sent it back to Sony, but I was just wondering if you guys have ever heard of such a thing. He says he kind of blames us because of all this great Uncharted talk. I finally picked it up, and it broke in 5 minutes. Just joking. You know, to be perfectly honest with you, I have never heard of a PlayStation 3 breaking.
I've actually heard of that error specifically, but I've also heard that Sony is very good about getting the system back to you very quickly.
I have nobody I know that has a PlayStation 3 has had a problem out of
it. Yeah, nobody I know personally has.
Except for that whole kicking you off the internet thing.
Right.
Which they fixed now.
Right.
So. But other than that, I've never heard of any problems hardware with the PS3.
Yeah, the PS3 is a monster.
Here's one from Maze. He says, hey guys, this is my first Cue the Crew question.
Hey, Maze, what's up?
Yeah, I apologize, Maze, because he sent me a message asking me to play a game with him the other night, and I didn't get it until after he had already signed off. Or I didn't see it until after he had already signed off.
Yeah, so. I got to go ahead and apologize to him, too. Supposed to be playing Hayes' demo with him last Saturday. Sorry, things kind of...
Well, you guys just don't want to play with
no,
him.
No, it's not
it
true.
Has nothing to do with it.
It's just things happened and
I
couldn't do it.
I've been messaging Maze. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He got a camera for the PS3, so I put a face to the voice one day.
So, oh, yeah.
So now it's time for you to put your face to your voice.
No one wants to see it. You guys have to suffer through it.
Yeah, he's
got that right.
He's looking forward
to see it every week when I show up for the podcast.
Yeah, Maze is looking forward to Metal Gear Solid Online, so maybe we could play some Metal Gear when it comes out.
His question is, I want to know if any of you guys are attending this year's E3.
Unfortunately not.
No. I got an invite. I did.
Give your invite to the guy without a job.
Why?
So you can not afford the plane ticket to fly out to LA
exactly.
And not afford the hotel room?
Yeah. I'd live on the streets for a couple days.
I don't have
enough
vacation time to take the ticket. So.
Yeah, I lost all my vacation time now, so I don't. Plus, I can't afford it. There's just no way. I can't afford to fly out there this year. So, but hopefully, in the next couple of years, we do get invited.
Yeah.
We are special enough to get invited, but we don't actually get to go, mostly because of money, because they don't pay for you to go.
Yeah.
We live a few thousand miles away from the show. Yeah. So the rest of his question is basically says, what are you hoping to see? Are you going to be posting live from the event? Yeah, but from home. maybe some video footage of you guys fooling around. I don't know. There's going to be any video footage. What's going on? Next one, Silfo says, since the next podcast will be GTA heavy, he asked this question before the last one.
Right.
Throw in the question, what are your fondest memories and moments from older GTA games? That might also lead to a few answers for this question. Favorite GTA game thus far?
Well, why don't we just go around the room?
That's easy. My fondest memories of GTA is driving around and listening to the radio stations. And since I've never really actually played any other GTA games except very briefly, I gotta say, 4 is the best one, at least in my book. But I'm gullible and impressionistic, so there you go.
My favorite GTA moment is the entire first one, GTA 1 on the PlayStation.
Yes, Grand Theft Auto.
Yes, Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
Not GTA 3, which some people think for some reason is the first one. Just because, you know, when it came out, there was absolutely positively nothing like it.
Yep.
And so my friends and I had so much fun just destroying everything and blowing up buses and cars and just wreaking havoc and running over Hare Krishnas.
Yes.
And just there was so much cool stuff to do that had never been done in a game before. And actually my favorite GTA thus far, I don't know, that's a tough call. That's a very tough call for me. It's kind of a three-way tie between the first one, Vice City, and 4. So I don't know. That's tough for me. That's tough.
I agree with you on the first one. I had so many hours of fun playing it out with my friends, just running over people. And the top-down view was, I liked it for that game.
Yeah.
It was good. And, you know, just going around using the map, because you never really saw a game
right.
with a map of the city, and just doing all those weird, wacky missions. It was fun. I enjoyed playing, and I still have it, and I wish I could play it to this day, but my PS3 is not backwards compatible. But
it should still work with PS1 games.
Yeah, it'll still work with PS1.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, any of them do. It's just the PS2 that keeps it from being backwards compatible.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, PlayStation 1 games will work.
Well, then I'll have to put it in one day. Thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
But I would have to say, by far, right now, 4 is the best, in my opinion, of the series. I'm enjoying it more. The human element and the story and the multiplayer just blows everything away right now. So I would go with 4.
As far as fondest memory goes, mine has to definitely be in the first game, Grand Theft Auto. The first time I lit somebody on fire and they ran across the street.
Yeah.
When I lit a whole group of people on fire, that was just...
Yeah. The first one had the best comments, too. Like, you'd run into somebody and go, bite me twice!
Yeah.
And just like the stupidest little asshole.
It was...
And it was made by somebody that doesn't make it anymore.
Yeah.
Which is an incredible little trivia fact.
No, it was
the guy that made the first game was the guy that made Crackdown. Yeah. Same guy.
So, it was definitely fun. It was funny.
My favorite one, though, is still 3.
Really?
That's still my favorite one. I love 3. I think it was because it didn't have a story, it fit the game because it was just a random guy that just running around doing stuff. And then I think Liberty City in 3, I mean, I haven't played through the whole part of 4 yet, but I think Liberty City in 3 was the best designed city that I've played so far. Like, San Andreas to me was too big. There was too much open space and stuff that I didn't care about. Vice City felt smaller than Liberty City, even though it was bigger. It just felt more confined. But with 3, there were so many cool places like the car lot, where you would go in and steal the car out of the showroom. And it just, Liberty City was just awesome in 3. That's my favorite one. That was my favorite one to play. The mission where you had a dead body in the trunk. And
yeah.
The trunk would fall off open, and you'd see it in there and stuff. It was just, I love 3. 3 is my favorite. So, there you go. Alright. I don't think this is actually a question. I think people are replying to each other. Alright, this is another GTA question. He says, since GTA 4 came out, I figured this is a good time to finally throw out a question. What's the most interesting, memorable thing that has happened to you so far while playing 4?
Multiplayer with me and Zero Tolerance. There was this one time when I drove, I stole a vehicle, and we had a heck of a time, man. I was driving. Zero was in the passenger seat, and man, we just, it was nuts. It was, I'm surprised I didn't get caught by the cops real soon. I mean, they were after us the whole time. It was like, pretty epic, man. I was raising some hell.
I still think some of the funniest shit that's happened. There's been a couple things online. Like, for instance, one that sticks out online is when me and Killer Wolverine crashed into the fountain.
Yeah.
And we were just standing there in the fountain, and he was looking for a gun. I pulled a grenade out and pulled the pin, and just kept walking around with him, like hanging out with him, like, hey, did you find a gun? And we just blew up. It was so funny because he had no idea what just happened.
Yeah.
And another one happened the other night when I was online. I was driving, and there's a spot where you can keep hitting these ramps and down mm-hmm. this building. Well, I hit the first one on a motorcycle. The second one, I didn't quite make the ramp, and there's a wall, and the motorcycle hit the wall, and my dude just flew off, and he must have flew about 500 feet in the air, and then just bounced off the ground like this, just kept bouncing.
I remember playing recently, a couple of days ago, we were on a building trying to snipe and shoot, you know, get our wanted level up. I was walking towards the ledge, and then I just couldn't stop, and I walked over, he's like,
I still remember the first night we played it, you got in the helicopter, and you're like, let me shoot this gun on the side. He presses Y, and all I see is his body go,
falling from the helicopter is just awesome. You bounce a good 20 feet before you land. One time, Rami, we were in a high building. I don't remember what building it was, but it was high, and again, I fell off because I couldn't stop my character, so she just went over, and she bounced on the sidewalk and then bounced backwards onto a bench, and she just landed like she's taking a nap, like, oh, that's sick. And then one that happened, too, was he was chasing me in a helicopter. Like,
right.
He came down. I was in a car. He was chasing me, and I was on the freeway, and he came on. The blade of the helicopter got a hold of my car and just flung me across the map. He's like, shit.
Both of my favorite moments so far happened yesterday. I was on a motorcycle, and I was trying to get the wheelie achievement. So I'm driving down the road on the motorcycle, and I come up over this hill doing a wheelie and just get macked by this car. So, of course, Nico goes flying off. I was playing this in single player. Goes flying off, hits a tree with his body, bounces off the tree, and gets hit by a truck. And then I was dead. And
oh,
then,
man.
Also, I was I scheduled a date with Michelle or whatever. So I'm, like, rushing to try and get there because I was too far across the map.
Yeah.
And I hit – I'm coming across this overpass, and I hit a car, and it sends me into the side of the overpass. So I hit the side of the overpass. Nico comes out of the windshield, screaming the whole time, of course, as he comes out of the windshield. And right before he hits the road, boom, hit by a car. Died, of course. And then she sends me a text message pissed off that I didn't show up for the date. I'm like, dude, I got thrown through a windshield and hit by a car.
I still think it's funny that one time I did a mission, and it, you know how you can hit the replay on the cell phone. Well, I did that, and without looking, I started to cross the street. A car hits me, and it not only hits me, it drags me under the car until my health depletes, and then I die. I'm like, I just walked out in the street and got hit by a car. This is terrible. All right, so that's that one. Next question comes from Eddie Riviera.
I just noticed something, too, that all of our awesome moments involved us dying.
Well, yeah.
Pretty much, except Gambus's.
Yeah. Eddie Rivera wants to know if Grid is going to have voice chat on the PS3 during online races. I don't know.
I don't know.
He wants to know if we can find out. I mean, not until the game comes out, really.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, that's kind of bad that people have to wonder about that.
Yeah.
I don't like
I imagine it probably will.
It's Codemasters. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. One more huge question. It's really important. He has a 720p and 1080i HDTV. He was thinking about getting a 1080p set, but wanted to know if there's a huge difference. He wants a 1080p set so bad, but he don't want to buy another set if it isn't night and day difference.
I don't think it's night and day.
No,
there's,
it's not.
There's going to be a little bit of difference, but I mean, if you want a 1080p, wait till it becomes standard. Like HD is now, it's becoming standard. Wait till it gets cheaper. I mean, you're fine with your 720p and 1080i.
Yeah,
I've seen them at Best Buy, like, side by side, and I'm like, really?
Right now, to be honest, you're not going to see a huge difference if you only play games. If you're watching Blu-ray movies, you're going to notice a pretty decent difference. But, I mean, nothing. It's not going to be, like, the difference between regular cable and HD.
Yeah.
But it's a difference.
I actually got a little story about since we're talking about resolution. I went to a friend's house a couple days ago, and he's got the Transformers movie on HD DVD.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an HD player for his 360.
Yeah,
and his Sony television. He's got I think it's a 50 inch 1080p, so it's the highest resolution.
Right.
But not only that, but it also has 120 hertz, which I guess is like a higher frame rate. And he turned it up for Transformers on HD. Oh, my God. I have to say, best picture quality I've ever seen in a movie. It is so clear that the people, the characters, actually looked almost like... They almost looked fake. You know how, like, a ninja guy and everything's got that real glossy look? The characters just about had that look. Because it looked, the Transformers looked more real than the people.
Right.
And it was indescribable. Like the very beginning scene with the helicopter, and even in the daytime segment where the characters, the army men, landed in the helicopter in Iraq, and it was like, oh my God, like everything looked so real. It looked like it was coming out of the screen.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you notice, like, movies like that, you're going to notice a difference. But games, most of them are running at a base resolution under 720p anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be upscaled either way you go. With the exception of the few games that run native 1080p, you're not going to notice enough of a difference, I don't think, to make it worthwhile yet.
Not yet.
So.
In a while. Yeah. In a, you know, couple years down the road. But not now. Not now.
All right. Next up, question comes from Prone. This was, again, once back with the GTA stuff, since we're still catching up. There's a subject on the forums, which is Kotaku versus the PS3. There's some obvious bias and hate. You can see what I'm talking about in the topic. By the way, I was a hardcore Kotaku addict before I found about N4G. Anyway, I still like the site. They bring some eccentric news. And this week it's going to be all GTA 4 talk, all episode. Not really, because it's a different week.
Right.
So you must have already talked about this earlier in the episode, but GTA was getting perfect scores from the media. But the game is not perfect, yet far from it. With many weak aspects like the story, it can't get a 10. And don't tell me GTA isn't about the story. It should be considered, or I can say that Warhawk is the best game out there. So getting into the crux of the matter, the gaming journalism is taking a horrible turn. What do you think of what's happening and possible solutions? P.S. Tell Gambus that he must try harder to get some real hate mail. He can't become Wolverine overnight.
Nice.
So... So basically, his question is talking about GTA getting perfect 10s, and do we feel like journalism has gone down the toilet because of this?
I don't.
And this is a touchy subject,
know.
in a lot of aspects, because in gaming journalism, 10 does not mean perfect.
No.
Otherwise, perfect. No game would ever get a 10.
Otherwise, no game, or very few games, would ever get a 9.5 if
exactly.
10 meant perfect.
If 10 were perfect, this 10, to me, just means that this is a game that everybody should play.
Right.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you like, regardless of anything, this game is so good that there is probably something about it you're going to like.
That it redefines its genre.
Yeah.
I look at 10 as the best game in its genre.
You can look at it...
It progresses the genre, like it does everything to such a higher level than other games in its genre that it's sort of the new standard. Because if you think about games that have gotten 10 in the past, they've all either done something so well or brought something to the table that it changed the genre that they were in.
Well, I don't know. I have to disagree a little bit. I think a 10 is basically like, oh my God, you got to buy this game. You know, it's not perfect, but it's essential to your gaming collection.
Yeah, because I see like Halo 3 getting 10s, and it didn't.
No, I don't think Halo 3 deserved a 10.
Well, that's a whole other story. Right. But a lot of people gave it, myself included, and really I didn't give it a 10 because that it was perfect.
Right.
I gave it a 10 because it, you know, the
had
the
everything
gameplay
in the
was,
kitchen sink.
The right. gameplay was damn near flawless. The storyline, you know, 4-player co-op, multiplayer, online. It's hard to find a better deal for $60. You know, it really is.
Right.
There was so much stuff in the game, and it was so fun that's really. And I think that's the way GTA is too. There's just so much to do, and you know, you could sit here all day and nitpick like he runs like he's on skis. You know, the pop-in's terrible sometimes. A lot of people don't like the driving. The radio right. stations are hit or miss now. You know, there's so much wrong, but it doesn't matter because there's so much right,
right.
with the game.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, about scores, people get so hung up on score, but here's the thing. If you say, okay, you can't give out 10 because 10 means perfect and you're not allowed to give that out, well, guess what? 9.5 becomes the new 10.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... It doesn't matter what score you give it. There's no game ever that will be perfect.
No.
So 10 has to be something other than that.
I hate magazines that label 10 as perfect. We used to right. label 10 as perfect, and then I started to think about it. I'm like, no, that's
right.
That there's nothing that's perfect.
Yeah, there's no such thing as anything being perfect.
No, nothing's ever going to be perfect, but 10 is the best that you're going to get for a game.
Yeah.
And, you know, granted, lately there seems to be a lot of those going out, but damn, look at the games getting them.
Right.
Can you really argue them? You know, Super Mario Galaxy, Grand Theft Auto 4, Halo, BioShock. I mean, can anybody... I mean, you got to understand where the writer's coming from. These games are so freaking good.
Right.
That Metal Gear is going to be another one that I guarantee you see some of them.
Yeah.
And not if it doesn't get a 10, there's going to be a lot of uproar.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't care. Me personally,
yeah,
even as big
yeah,
a fan
see,
as I am, I don't care.
I don't listen to reviews anyway. I mean, yeah. I read them. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll judge it for the game for myself.
10.
Does Grand Theft Auto deserve a 10? No.
But we all write them.
Well, I don't. for certain reasons.
I don't know. To me, you know, I think GTA does deserve a 10, but that's the thing about review scores. Review scores are subjective.
Yeah.
So, to me, Mass Effect deserved a 10, even though it had technical problems.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people are going to judge it a lot lower than that, obviously.
And
it just depends.
People getting pissy over opinions. I mean, that's just what it is. It's an opinion. You don't have to listen to it.
No, you don't have to. But when so many people are giving it that score, then there's obviously something special
right.
in the box.
All right.
So, that's how BioShock became a cult hit, because of all those 10s that kept coming out of it. All right, next question comes from Crazy Mystical. It says, what's up? For everyone, if you could make a game, what genre would it be? What existing studio would you choose to be behind your work? Finally,
ooh.
Whose game out of all of you guys would be the most kick-ass, apart from your own, obviously?
If we could all come up with a game.
All right, what's your
existing word? Studio. Well... This is kind of ironic. The other day when I was at work, I was thinking about if I was in charge of making a new game, you know, what would it be? So my thoughts recollected the Mirror's Edge demo, which I think it looks pretty cool. granted, it might be a flawed experience, but it looks like it's pretty innovative. And I was thinking, how can I take this concept to the next level? And then I thought about one of my favorite arcade games of all time, which is his icon, Strider, which, fantastic icon, by the way. I would make a next-gen Strider game that would be, it'd be third person, because you got to see Strider, because he's cool. He's like Dante before Dante, and third person, but borrows some of the ideas from Mirror's Edge. It's where he can like slide underneath stuff and run up the side of walls. Very aerodynamic control scheme. Make the game even quicker, like the original arcade version of Strider. It's a quick game, you know. Make it to where when he jumps, he automatically like flips, and you could double jump, and he double flips and freaking runs on the side of walls, and you could flip off the wall and go onto another wall. And at the same time, you're fighting freaking robots, man. Freaking robots. You're fighting robots, and you got a sword, and you're flipping off walls, and you're sliding underneath stuff.
And you're fighting what again?
Robots. Freaking robots, man. And he's got his trusty robotic wolf that he had in the arcade game where the wolf goes meow and like attacks a couple of characters.
Like a cat.
Yeah. And he's got like a robotic eagle that he could use as a freaking like he could jump onto the eagle or grab onto the eagle and offers limited flying capability. Oh man, this game would be freaking nuts.
A lot of nuts.
And
it's a lot of nuts.
Yeah. A lot of nuts. That's a running theme in the show. And the stage, the showcase stage would be kind of a remake of stage 3 from the original game, which would be the airship stage. So you're floating in the freaking sky on this airship, running up the side of walls, flipping off the walls, going on to other walls, and fighting robots with swords in the sky.
So now he's fighting what again?
Freaking robots, man.
Alrighty then. What about you?
I've said for a long time that if I was going to make a game, it would be an open world, open-ended samurai RPG. With the fighting mechanic, or a similar fighting mechanic to the Bushido Blade series on PlayStation 1.
I knew Bushido Blade
was going to come up.
I knew it was going to come up.
Wait, one question. Who would back your game? We forgot to answer that.
Oh, who would back my game?
What company?
Crap.
Sega.
No, not Sega.
Oh, yes. I'm thinking, Strider's, never mind.
It'd be distributed by Capcom because he's a Capcom character, but as an actual development team, I don't know. Crap.
Crap. I never heard of them.
Maybe crap.
The makers of I got a brain fart here. The makers of BioShock.
2K. Yeah, it's 2K. Well,
what is it now? 2K.
2K Boston.
Yeah. I'd probably get them to do it.
What the hell was their name before? I don't remember.
Irrational Games.
Irrational Games. That's right.
No. I changed my mind. Treasure. Get this.
And
get this
Delps?
Now. Treasure. Intermixed with the original Capcom team that made the arcade game. Yeah, that'd be the ultimate.
It even got the giant Japanese scream.
Yeah!
But anyways, so open-ended, open-world, samurai RPG. Fighting mechanic similar to Bushido Blade, where it could be one-hit kills. You could have to hack on them for a while. Emphasis on swordplay. And, you know, emphasis on, you know, they're actually being a active block mechanic instead of just hold a button to block. Like, you actually have to maybe use the right analog stick to block, like, depending on whether it's going to be a high, low, mid attack,
And I would have it be a joint venture because I can't make a decision. Bethesda could create the world. BioWare could be in charge of the RPG aspects, the questing and the discussion between characters. And the original Square team that worked on Bushido Blade could work on the fighting mechanic.
Hmm.
What about you there?
I have no idea. I'm not creative. So what I'm going to do is go with you on that. Because that sounds pretty good, and I like that. But I would put
so you're
in...
you're going to back my game? You're going to back my horse?
Because I'm not very creative, and I hate questions like that. No offense, but I'm not very smart or creative.
Aww.
But but I would put in, like, I don't know. Monkeys make me laugh. Ninja monkeys.
Ninja monkeys. There you go.
There you go. Make a game about ninja monkeys.
Yeah,
so. Well, if I could continue to keep on with my idea of an open world Batman game.
I could just
keep going with that over and over again, but this time I'll go a little differently. Here's one for the thought process. Take the guys that made the Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction. Create a new Mega Man game. With destructible, you know, destructible buildings and environments, you go through the levels in 2D, like the normal Mega Man. You get through the level, and then the boss fight takes place in this giant open world destructible environment between you and the other guy, and you have the whole city, and it's like a giant monster fight.
That's pretty cool.
That sounds pretty cool. That's interesting.
So,
that's very interesting.
Nice. Obviously, it would have to be Capcom Publishing and then the guys that made Hulk Ultimate Destruction. And you could leap from building... Like, you couldn't fly, but you could leap, like in Crackdown or Ultimate Destruction, and just jump from building to building and fight each other.
So it'd be 3D during boss battles.
Yes. So when you fight Cutman, you're flying through... He throws his, like, scissors out, and it'll slice buildings in half. That's how sharp they are.
That'd be pretty cool.
Man.
Now, as far as scale goes, how big are you talking Mega Man and Cutman are going to be? Like, how big are they going to be in relation to the
buildings?
They're
normal size.
Okay.
Normal size, but they can, like, jump ridiculously high.
Gotcha.
Like, Crackdown style.
Because they're freaking robots. Because
they're freaking robots.
Freaking robots.
But then again, of course, I want my Batman game built on the Crackdown engine. Made by the guys that made Crackdown, obviously.
Keep pushing that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll happen, because that would be pretty cool.
You have no idea how awesome that would be.
You know what they say? Mind is very powerful, and if you keep thinking about Batman, and you keep thinking about Killer Instinct, it will come true.
Dude, I've been thinking about Killer Instinct for 2 years
I still think that's going to happen this year. I do.
I thought it was going to happen last year.
You think it's going to happen every year.
I think every time there's an event, we're going to hear about Killer.
Rare's already got two games in the works.
But you know that they have it at their base. At their base, they have it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. They're sitting there, and they're like, we're just waiting.
Yep.
And they're
secret. We're just waiting.
Underground base.
I hope that I am so, so, so jacked about a new Killer Instinct, but I'm not getting my hopes up for E3 this year.
They know that everybody is waiting on that announcement. They know it. What they're doing is they've been working on it for this entire 2 years, and they're perfecting it. They're making it perfect.
They're making it to where when
no
you see
such thing as perfect. We already went over that.
Doesn't matter.
They're making it to where when you see it, your jaw will drop to your shoes.
And the feces will leave your body.
Indeed.
Yes.
Yes, we are running a little over today.
Yeah, we are. I was just noticing that.
But that's okay, because it's been a while.
We're going deep.
We're gonna nail a couple more questions before we get out of here, because this next one's fun. What's up, crew? A few questions for you. This comes from the Halo Fiend.
Yeah.
He says, if you had to change one aspect of GTA 4, what would it be and why?
We already got your two answers, so.
How about you, Gambus? You know what we're changing, and you know why.
The driving.
Yeah.
I tell you the truth, I was a better driver in Gran Turismo than in GTA. So I would say I would want the driving to be improved to Gran Turismo standards. So there
but
you go.
But it's not a racing. Never mind.
Okay. Let's ask the fan.
I would change, for one, I'll tell you one thing that just absolutely drives me up a fucking wall.
The lock-on system?
No.
Oh.
The that's why you use non-auto lock-on instead of being a noob.
Yeah, yeah, because that works just as well.
Okay, just stop. Let him answer the question. Stop it all.
What drives me up a fucking wall more than anything else is that it's not analog running.
The whole holding in A and tapping the A button to run faster drives me up a fucking wall.
Yeah, but they're trying to be realistic. And do you realistically run by default?
No, but I realistically, if I push myself harder, then I run faster. I don't actually have to tap my hip to run faster. It's a gradual progression. And I would change that, and the cover mechanic is a little annoying to me sometimes, but only when I stick to cover facing the wrong direction, which is a problem in just about every cover-based game that's ever been made.
Except for the ones where you can switch cover.
Yeah, well, you can do that in GTA, too. But just when you – I'm talking when you first stick, sometimes he sticks the wrong direction. But, I mean, that happened in Uncharted, Gears, kill switch, everything.
All right, Gambus. Name one RPG from the PlayStation that you would like to see on the PlayStation Network, excluding Final Fantasy.
Ooh, I got one, and I'm not even
Name one RPG that I would want on PSN.
From the original PlayStation.
From the original PlayStation.
That is not Final Fantasy.
Oh, okay. That'd be pretty easy. I would probably say Xenogears. Hmm.
You're not Gambus, but what would you pick?
Vagrant Story.
Viagra Story?
You know, that's a good one.
Vagrant Story was awesome.
I like Vagrant Story.
It'd be really
Story.
Good if it had good, like, HD visuals.
Yeah.
I'm with him on Vagrant Story. I hated it. I don't like Dungeon
like
Crawlers,
it.
Though. So.
I like Vagrant Story.
All right.
I liked
up,
it.
If you, this goes to me, apparently. If you had to choose one song from a game series to be on Guitar Hero 3, what would it be? Mega Man.
Yes.
Not even a question.
Mega Man.
Which one?
Mega Man 2.
Which one?
Which
Mega Man 2? The main theme?
The main theme.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Or how about Dr. Wily Stage 1?
That one's so
guitar.
Overdone. Yeah, that one's so overdone. I would want the...
But wouldn't that be fun playing it?
No, it would be fun playing it. If I could have my choice, I would put the whole Mega Man 2 soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Hero.
You could make it in the next one, maybe.
I hope so.
Yeah,
are
you
going
to
sing it the whole time?
I was trying to.
Do, 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 do.
Nice. Oh, I got my wish when they put in the Halo 3. I got
Halo
my wish.
3 song?
That was my wish.
The Halo
and I got
song.
It. Yay.
And he says he would be honored to play against us in UT3 sometime.
Well, someone needs to buy it for me.
All right, I have to read this next question just because I have to say the username. This comes from username Sweaty Sack.
Yes.
Yes.
This is the first time asking a question, just thought I'd let you know. Not to seem lonely and sad, but I was wondering if each of you guys would go around the room and describe the person to your left. I would also like to know how you guys became buddies.
Didn't we do this?
Well, we all said the nice thing.
We did. Yeah, we said the nice. We don't really like each other that much, so. No, I'm just kidding. All right, you start, Zero.
Oh, I got to start, so yeah. I got to talk about Gambus Khan.
It's your show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's my show. I guess, let's see, Gambus Khan. He's wacky.
Blah! Wacky's a good descriptor.
He is wacky.
Yeah, I'm wacky.
But he's also one of those people that if you meet, at first you're like skeptical of him, but once you get to know him, you can't hate him. You just
Gambus is very lovable.
He is. You can't like once you get to know him, you just can't hate him. You can't get mad at him. He's one of those. That's why you get no hate mail, because people just can't get mad at you.
Yeah, this is true.
I mean, that's the kind of person you are. People just can't get mad at you.
Well,
I'm trying to think of what else.
You're very fun.
You're very impressionable too. You are that, like you see something that you've never been interested in before, and if it interests you then, you're right into it. And you get deep into it, like you get obsessed with it.
I am pretty obsessive when it comes to certain things.
Yeah, you get into something, like if you see, like for instance, when you bought Prologue, you went out and started buying car magazines, and you were like, snap.
Yeah.
30 years on this world, you never cared about a car. And all of a sudden, you're buying Road and Track magazines.
Yeah, I was looking through the magazine and be like, oh, wow, that's a nice car. I wouldn't mind owning that on Gran Turismo because obviously I'll never build a Ford one in real life.
Now, your gaming stuff, you're good at fighting games. You're the master at RPGs. You have no rhythm for a Guitar Hero.
Heck no.
But, you know, you can whoop just about anybody in fighting games and RPGs.
But your singing in Rock Band has inspired many entertaining.
You're singing
moments.
In Rock Band.
Yes.
I'm dying to hear that. Oh, we got to do that again sometime soon.
We need to play some Rock Band here soon.
Indeed. All right, so
you're up.
Oh, cool. Mr. Ryan Wombolt.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
I remember seeing Mr. Wombat from the town mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I worked in the music store.
Yeah, when you worked at, what was it, FYE?
FYE, yeah. A long time ago.
And you were also working at EB Games.
Indeed.
Yeah. EB Games.
EB Games.
And I remember you were there opening night for Halo 2. I was waiting in line, and, you know, I know that, you know, being a... I was an EB employee for like 2 days, but I got the idea that, you know, you guys are dreading it. You know, it's like, and I remember you coming out, and I think you guys were doing like some kind of like contest or something, and you were coming out and you were like doing some kind of contest, and I think you told people to get back in line or something, and I was waiting in line, and I don't know. It was weird, man. It was just one of those weird memories. But yeah, I known Wombat for a few years now. Pretty much seen him from EB because I was a frequent buyer.
He's a frequent buyer.
Oh, he's also frequent at any EB. I saw you down in the Tylersville store. A couple times.
Yeah. But
he's the traveler.
He's the traveler.
He's the traveler.
Yeah, he's Wombat has always been a good guy, you know, hanging out,
you know, sir.
Going out to eat, going out to the movies. Pretty cool, man. Pretty cool.
I still don't know much about you. He was just telling a memory of how he met you.
But yeah, that's it. Yeah,
there you go. There you go. Oh, no. Hey, what's up?
Oh, Justin Testa.
Uh-oh. If only everybody could get to pick you.
Oh. Oh, good.
The best, well, I shouldn't say the best thing. The funny thing about the whole how did we meet kind of thing is that, and I think we've actually told this story on the podcast before, is that right after Halo 2 launched, We were obsessed with Halo 2. Everybody in this room, pretty much, was obsessed with Halo 2. I don't remember playing with Gambus all that much.
I didn't get on Xbox Live until like a year ago.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's the reason.
So we used to play every night after Halo 2 came out, and somebody put out a clan invite to Killer Wolverine, and no joke, everybody in the room was like, "Who the fuck is Killer Wolverine?" Like, seriously, who the fuck are you inviting into the clan? Who's Killer Wolverine? And then we finally met Justin at the movie theater, I think.
Yeah.
And we became friends from there, but then the running joke has always been, who the fuck is Killer Wolverine? So if you ever hear us say, who the fuck is Killer Wolverine on the podcast, that's where it comes from.
Well, ask him how he felt the first time he had dinner out with me.
Oh, I was going to get to that when I get to you.
Oh, yeah.
Right, let that.
Justin's super good guy. He's a very nice guy. Even if he's a little emo sometimes, even if he lets his temper get the best of him sometimes, he's a very loyal guy, and he's a very nice guy. He's a very friendly man.
Yeah.
Yeah, appreciate that.
He's a very good person. Even if he's a little emo sometimes.
He's one of them good people.
He's one of them good people.
One of them good people.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, well.
Oh, good.
Ken. Oh, Ken. The first time I met Ken, I was already friends with Boogeyman, and I met Ryan.
Right.
Didn't meet you yet, Jason, but we were at Boogeyman's birthday party. We took him out to dinner on, I think it was a Friday night or whatever. Ryan was there, Boogeyman, his whatever, then wife, and our mutual friend Ernie, and Ken. I was his ex-wife, me, and Ryan, and then across the table was this guy who, I didn't know what the hell was going on, But every time I looked over, he just looked like he was at any moment he was going to snap and just reach across and just strangle me and just punch the shit out of me. For whatever reason, he was quiet. I didn't know what the hell was going on. And just like, damn. I think I asked Brian, like, dude, was he going to kill me? Because he just did not look happy with me being there. Because I know at the time you guys had this, like, close-knit, you know, group. It was like circle, and you hated intruders.
I was going to kill the intruder.
And it looked like that. And the only reason why, because I got involved with y'all was because I gave you free movies and, you know, working at the theater at the time. And
he bribed his way into it.
I did. I bribed my way in. And I'm glad I did. But because no one gets to knowing you. I think you're one of my best friends now, knowing that, because you're such a nice guy. You're very honest, very open. Very sarcastic.
Yes,
not at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Zero is the master of sarcasm.
It's funny because if you don't know Zero and you just come in without knowing who he is, you would probably think he's a big giant jerk because he's very sarcastic.
As a matter of fact, I remember in high school, there was several occasions when me and Ken when we were becoming friends, it'd be like every once in a while he'll say something that would make me mad. And I remember in high school, I don't say it anymore because, you know, we both matured, you know, me and him. Well, anyway, in high school, there would be several times, like about once a week, I would say, man, Ken, you're an asshole. There were several times that I just said that because he would say something that would make me mad
as many times as he makes you mad, but he gives you the truth. If you ever want an honest answer, more honest answer than any, go to him. He will give you the goddamn honest truth, whether you want to hear it or not.
You might not like it.
You might not like it. Chances are you won't like it, but he's got the best intentions. He wouldn't make fun of you if he didn't like you.
That's my running rule.
Yeah.
If I don't make fun of you, I don't like you.
Yeah. There you go.
So, and he's a good guy, and he must like me a lot.
And I don't feel like you like me. I don't feel like you like me unless you make fun of me.
Yeah.
So, you know, because if you don't make fun of me, I'll fuck you too.
Yeah. I'm learning from the master of making fun. I mean, I think I've stepped it up a notch, right? Yeah, I've learned from you.
Our friendship is based on a steady series of insults back and forth.
Yeah,
pretty much.
But
that's how we roll.
Yeah, that's how I met, you know, Ken and Ryan, through Brian, Jason, through Mutual Acquaintances here, and through EB, so.
There you go.
I'm glad I got to know you all. Good peoples.
Good peoples. One of them good peoples.
Plus, you wouldn't be on this show.
This is true.
You wouldn't be on this show.
This is true. Probably wouldn't have ever heard of it.
It's true.
Now, don't say that.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm not a really active internet user.
People see us all the time. We're in magazines.
Yeah, we got magazine ads now.
We're magazine fancy. Ads. We're fancy. What's wrong with you?
Of course, there's no mention of the podcast in the magazine ads.
Not yet.
No,
but like
it's
you
on
said,
the front page.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. We're on the front
steps.
Page.
Baby steps.
People knows us.
Yeah.
And they don't lax us either.
Which is why we only have 5 people listening.
Exactly.
And this big giant circle jerk that we just did probably didn't help.
Wow! I have nothing to say except for that we have run into our time. And it's time for us to get out of here.
Yeah. This has been an epic podcast.
Has been. We're what?
220.
We back, bitches. We back.
We're back.
So by the time you edit in outtake and...
5 hours.
Why do you gotta talk about all the behind-the-scenes stuff while we're still recording?
It's like breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, this is breaking the fourth wall, but sometimes that's fun.
Now just break regular walls and take me out.
Alrighty, here's a behind-the-scenes.
Flowers around her the mirror and says to herself, it's time to get on with your life. It's time to move on, no matter the cost, the pain or strife. Why did she keep to herself? Was it selfish or pride? Why is there no one here to lay by her side? Like everyone else she has known in this world, her rose has died. Was it selfish or pride? Why is there no one here to lay by her side? As the questions and answers float by in the wind, and the flowers around her subside, like everyone else she has known in this world, her rose has.
Are we plugged in? I am.
I'm plugged in.
I guess I am.
Yes.
I be plugged in.
Welcome to our adventure wall. Challenge one.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Great. I'm here to kick ass.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Well,
fucking Power Stone Man has the worst voiceovers.
There you go.
Wonderful.
Round one. Fight.
Heaven or hell. Let's rock.
Heaven or hell.